The Veteran Gamers Podcast is not for children, okay? So if you're listening and you're under the age of 18, turn the f***ing show off, you piece of shit.
Stand by for pre-show banter.
That's the reminder right there. Bent up ball cap. He's out in Kalamazoo somewhere.
So,
trying to get paid. My knee's getting weak. My gun might blow, but if God got us, then we gonna be all right.
I don't know why I don't love Kendrick Lamar like everybody else does.
Because you suck.
I like some of them.
Yeah.
ADHD.
Yeah.
King Kunta. I like the song where he's arguing with his girlfriend. That's fun.
That's a hell of a song.
Right.
All right, we're ready.
We're streaming on the internet.
For me,
I am recording.
Oh yeah, sorry. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
Eric,
call me Stu.
You didn't really call
it.
In progress.
It didn't nearly do that then.
He was going to call me Steve, which is my middle name.
So. That would have been a compliment, to be fair.
Steve, no. I'm going to call you Steve for the rest of the show.
Steve.
What's your middle name, Stu Pot?
Haven't got one.
Pot.
Nor have I.
We ready?
I'm ready.
Show, I think.
Can we cut the condescending crap and play the game?
Let's start the motherfucking show, bitch.
Here we come, people. Here we go.
Welcome, y'all, to the Veteran Gamers. Ginny, all the fellas will tell you about every single game that you play this week.
Come on.
News, reviews,
we want Chili Willy.
Story time and Ginny's game breakers. Here comes Duke with the soundbite savior.
Are you seriously talking about video games? How dare you?
I'm not going to get interrupted by stupid sound effects.
Yeah, boy.
Be quiet, Timmy.
Switch that console off before you have to press repeat, yo.
Don't make me break my foot off in your ass!
Hello and welcome to episode 742 of the Veteran Gamers Podcast.
Yeah, 742, I'm Duke.
I'm Stu.
And I'm Chinny.
We are not military veterans, people. We are veterans of the gaming lifestyle. And this week, we're coming to you with energy.
Energy, that's full of it.
That's right, yeah. Steve. And we are live on YouTube and Twitch.
Where we are.
Right. I changed my name to Steve, everybody.
Ian in the chat says, Sundays come around quick. They do. You know,
don't they just?
Thanks,
hey, do you know what? Can I just say, I was going to work this morning at 5 to 6.
And makes a bloody change.
Fully daylight. Full daylight.
Yeah. I was putting Rosa to bed and I was like, it's still bloody light outside.
I know.
What's going on?
I know. I had to have my sunglasses on. Sunglasses.
Spring break!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm on spring break, baby.
When are we going to get rowdy?
Can I ask, do you celebrate Easter the same? Is that why you have spring break? Is it Easter over there?
Oh, it's nothing to do with Easter. It's to do with students are about to kill each other and the teachers are about to kill themselves, so we need to give them a break.
It's a two-week holiday.
It's a one-week holiday.
Oh, is it?
It should be 2 weeks.
But isn't it a week where a lot of people go to Florida and get drunk or something?
But the city of Miami actually has been canceling spring break, so people are really mad.
Oh, yeah,
Miami
I heard
right
about
now.
That, yeah.
But
yeah.
I can't blame them because the people who go to Miami for spring break are assholes.
And also, America's
stuff.
So small, so it's not like there's nowhere else.
Yeah, exactly. Where else are they going to go?
Yeah, where else?
There's even other places in Florida they could go, but they're just like, nah.
But back to my question, do you celebrate Easter the same over there? Do you have eggs and stuff, Easter eggs?
I mean, a lot of people do. I don't. We got a lot of eggs. We're overflowing with eggs right now, but we don't
color
them.
No, chocolate eggs. You have chocolate eggs.
Well, I'm trying to cut down on all the chocolate altogether. Normally, I would buy the Cadbury mini eggs. Those are my jam. I don't really like the cream eggs. Those aren't really good.
Oh, no.
I like the little mini ones with the sugar shell around them.
No, they're shit now. No. They've changed They changed the recipe.
Well, I don't know the thing about
because,
that.
Because you know why?
Because I got to get my blood pressure down. And my
do you know why they changed the recipe for Cadbury's mini eggs? No, because some fucking American company bought them out and decided it was the wrong recipe. And it did just taste shit now. They taste
they
shit.
They decided they probably did that in order to make more money.
Changed the recipe, I'll tell you.
That does suck. I'm with you. It makes me want to. Maybe I'll get some to see if I agree that the recipe is profoundly
different. Oh, no, babes. Oh, no.
Tell you. Americans.
It's not bloody as famous as it used to be. Remember when Mars bars used to be massive and now they're tiny, Stu?
Well, it's like, have you seen
that's a really long sound effect.
It is. Do you know fridge chocolate milkshake?
Right.
That used to come in 500 milliliters, half a liter you used to get.
Right.
330 mil now.
Slow down.
Yeah, it is indeed.
Yeah.
30 mil now. Same price.
Honestly,
babe. Tiny.
Honestly,
fucking tiny.
I said, look at the girth on that Mars bar. I'm used to a lot thicker girth on my Mars bars. If you know
indeed.
What I mean, darling. Indeed. Hey.
And now for something different.
They're tiny.
2 weeks ago,
I had a mini wheel.
All right. 2 weeks ago, I had to bolt in order to go see a concert, and I never reported back on the concert last week.
My favorite time. It's story time.
Story time.
But I got the T-shirt. What? This is the shirt I had when I was in high school. And when we were at the concert, the Duchess was, I got to get a shirt. I went right to the merch table. And the Duchess was like, oh, you should get the button down one. You could wear that to school. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. I need to have the shirt that I wore when I was in high school, man. It's like going back home. And I got home and the next day I was putting this on and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to represent ministry at school. And I was like, damn it, I should have gotten the button down one. The Duchess was so right. But
so
yeah,
how much?
Okay.
Dare I ask how much that cost? I bet it was about $140 or something.
I think it was $50, which is still a lot for a T-shirt, but it's not $100, so it wasn't too bad.
I could have done it. I could have done that for $48 for you.
I'm sure you could have, but then the postage would have cost quite a bit.
$48.
No, that's postage included. You know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really care that much. I don't want to wait for $2.
It would have been
not know if how good it is.
Chinny quality, it would have been top notch.
Yeah,
see,
and 100% of the funds would not go to the band.
This is on the shoulders and even on the back. They got the design going, so it's like,
yeah, I can do that for you, babes. No worries.
You can do all that.
You can do it for yourself, then. I don't need you. I
can also do your nails.
My nails are fine. I just trimmed my nails actually just now. Look at how short.
Ooh,
I've reached the point where, like, if they're at all impeding my typing, I'm just like, cut them again. Like, I'm cutting my nails at least once a week now. It's crazy.
Yeah. I. You know what? On the subject of nails, some people have their nails, like, long, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I have to, like...
Yeah, there's nothing worse, is it, than long.
But then, like, some people say to me, like, oh, my God, if my nails are short, if I can feel the skin under them, like that. Like, Tara's like that. She's like, oh, I can't stand it if my nails are too short. It's weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the concert was amazing, and we missed the opening act. There were two opening acts. We missed the one that I knew, Frontline Assembly, but the other one, Gary Newman. Do y'all know Gary Newman? Like, he was...
We do know Gary Newman.
Like a big pioneer of...
He was huge.
Yeah. So I didn't really know his music at all, but people were like,
I have no idea who Gary Newman is.
Wow. He's a legend.
That's okay.
I don't know him.
I think I would have liked his music more if I hadn't heard all the people he inspired, you know what I mean? Like, he laid the groundwork, but as a result, the music that he made, good though it sounded, it wasn't nearly as powerful as like Nine Inch Nails, Ministry, and, you know, the different groups that came after.
Well,
him.
Gary Newman was more new wave. It was like more That's new fine. Romantic.
The music he did
of.
At the concert I was at, it was very much like industrial metal.
Really? So, no, he didn't really play stuff like that, Gary Newman, but maybe he did in later life.
He did 2 weeks ago here in Madison. So.
Well, maybe he did. Maybe he's changed. Who knows? Maybe.
I got a gig in bloody Madison, mate.
That's probably what he sounds like.
Here's the thing. I mentioned that I had looked up the set lists before getting tickets to the show, and they were all the classics. And I was like, all right, cool. So we went, and they did a whole bunch of new stuff. And I was like, man. And it felt like Homer Simpson. I played it recently. I don't need to play it again. Mm-hmm. No talking. Mm-hmm. No new crap. Taking care of business now. But whatever. I was like, you know, their new stuff is still pretty decent. So I was kind of enjoying it. And then I'm like, and the Duchess was like, they're going to do the classics soon. Don't worry about it. And they did, like, after about 6 new songs. They actually said, Al Jurgensen is the lead singer of Ministry. He goes, Madison, you've been really nice and patient while we've been up here jerking off with all our new shit. We know what you came for. Here's NWO. Correct. And we were all like, yeah.
No one gives a shit, though, did he? I mean, I hate it, right? No, I do. I hate it. When you go to a concert for someone who's been around like for decades and you're like really looking forward to it.
Just play the classic.
And they just play shit off a new album that no one gives a shit about.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, their new stuff is okay. I kind of liked it enough. And they're artists and I care about them as people. Yeah. So I don't want them to feel like they're just going through the motions of playing the same shit all the time. They want to play something new. Okay, cool.
That's how you get
burnout.
As long
as they do it well. And right. And they had really interesting visuals. Ministry's always done a really good job with their visuals. I remember I saw them back in like 1992 and it was like, they were doing big video screens before most other people were, and they just did a really good job. And they did a good job with it when they performed here in Madison as well. So,
Stu,
well
imagine,
done, Ministry, with the visuals.
Stu Pott, imagine if we did an episode, like episode 15, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where episode 15 is just like our biggest hit, right? And then episode 16 was good as well.
Yeah,
and then from then on, no one ever cared about any other episode that we did. That would annoy you.
Do episode 15 again.
I think that's pretty
again.
Much it, though, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that is no, we don't even have an episode 15.
I right? know.
Well, that's pretty much it. If they man. Wanted us to keep telling the same stories over and over again, then yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell us. Everybody writes it and goes, oh, just, Chitty, just tell me what you think of Red Dead 1 again. I'm like, no, I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Tell us about when you had to use a coat hanger on the toilet.
Gavlar in the chat says, worst gig you've ever been to. His was Ooh, Embrace.
That's a good question.
Dude, can I sing? Embrace. I don't know who Embrace are.
Embrace, they're like a kind of indie rock group.
Right.
I know mine. The worst concert I ever went to was, it was a tiny venue. It was in a fucking university rec center. And it was, it hurts me to say it, but it's true.
Well, say it.
Oh, can't think of his name. I want to rock right now. I'm Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. The guys who did It Takes Two.
Right? All right,
that song? It Takes Two to Make a Thing Go Right. Great song. But that's their only good song.
Yeah.
And they kept starting and stopping the music. And there were like 30 people there. It was so depressing. And like they were like, come on, let's have a dance contest. And they were bringing ladies on the stage and like telling them to dance. And they weren't dancing well enough. He's like, stop it, stop, stop. And then it was just so painful because they were building to It Takes Two. And there was just so much mediocre garbage for like 45 minutes. And then finally he's like, all right, here's our jam, It Takes Two. And by that time I was like, ugh, can you just do
You see,
this
there's,
and
a, there's another
with?
There's another bad. Massive problem with that band and that, that song in particular. It's fucking in the proposal, which is a terrible movie.
That's not their fault. They made a great song and everybody wanted to use it.
Terrible.
I mean, that's one of the top 10 pop rap songs of all time. It might be top 5.
The Proposal is my favorite film ever.
No, that is not true.
I love it so much.
Do you actually
you're such
like
a
it?
Liar.
I've never seen it. Is it the one with Sandra Bullock in it?
It's
the one. Yeah,
it is.
Sandy B.
You know, I was listening to the Seal podcast and they mentioned you. They mentioned Stew Pot.
Did they?
About
because right.
That's always a bit worrying.
I listen to people's podcasts, unlike you two. You don't even listen to
it's
anyone.
It's a bit worrying when
I got caught
mentioned.
Up in these audiobooks. I'm gonna.
It's usually in a negative.
No,
way.
They said. I think
about.
That they said somebody was talking about the moon landing not being real. Who was that? And then
oh, that was
like,
me.
Oh,
that was me.
And I think they thought you had been serious.
I was being serious.
No, you
What's
wasn't.
The matter
no, there's Stop no way. It. No, we know you're joking, no. Stu. That's so cute.
they were like, does he really believe it? I was like, oh, no.
I really got you with that.
It's totally true. It's totally true. It's all fake. It was all done on a Hollywood set, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
We just have too much respect for you to believe that you believe that. So it's like,
I know, yeah.
We're
I
just
going
to laugh and roll with it because it's too
That was
horrifying.
Funny, though. It was funny.
Imagine that it's like actually a
No, but The Proposal is my favorite film, though.
Yeah, it is. That's totally true. That is not made up.
Can we start with the fucking Discords?
Yes.
That's right. Because we forgot last time.
The Discord question episode.
Discord.
And that's the end of that jingle.
I love it.
I just I made it way too long, and it's not my best song ever. So I got to pick a different song and do a new jingle. What's going on in the Discord? There've been some questions.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going
but
on?
The Proposal is the best film ever, though.
Yeah, it is. It totally is.
Can we just talk about it?
Heavy Rain is the best movie ever.
I don't know where we got to go off from, if you know what I mean, because I don't
I
know.
I think the Eurogamer article that Stu posted on the questions, even though it wasn't a question,
what?
Could be a good one. Was that you that posted that?
I have not a clue, possibly.
There's something on the questions that, like, it wasn't a question, but whatever.
Okay. there's so many.
I know, right? We've got a whole show of this.
Right.
Who cares about video games? Let's just do these questions. Go.
Did we talk about GH Rocker buying a house for the trying to buy
a
house?
Yeah, he asked us.
We did that.
Linux 2 says, when are you all going to spread democracy on Helldivers 2? Done that.
Wow. Done that. Yeah, you've done that.
More to come. Bucko.
More to come this episode. Yep. Shakes. Yeah. With a lot of remakes and remasters coming out, that gives nostalgia feelings. Like recent Tomb Raiders, there are... Are there any old games
that
you've
loved? Did we not say?
Yeah, we've done all these.
Oh, yeah, we did it.
Okay, the GIF I posted of Homer Simpson.
Right. Fletch, did you ever attend a midnight launch of a game console? And when did you notice the... When did you notice the craze dying off?
I personally haven't. I know you did, Chinny. You've done you did a couple, didn't you?
I did two.
You did a couple of these. I got Halo 3 the day after the midnight launch.
And pussy.
That wasn't really that exciting. There was no one there.
I've done three.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's dying off because there's not many physical... Okay. People don't buy physical anymore,
because,
do
no,
they?
Because you download it and wait till midnight for it to... Have you got... Here's a question. What consoles have you got? A PS4? Have you got a console, Stu? Xbox.
I have an Xbox Series S and the PS4 Pro, and I got rid of
Xbox Series S.
Yeah.
Now, I know the answer to the question because you can't.
I can't buy a disc.
Have a disc for it.
I don't.
Right. For this generation, Series X and PS5, I don't have any discs for anything.
No.
There's no discs.
It's a thingy player, isn't it, really? Game Pass player.
Yeah, it's a Game Pass. It's a
you know, you mentioned
download
discs.
Box.
We were going to watch Waiting for Guffman this weekend, and I went to
what put about the proposal?
DVD. You... Shut up! I went to put the DVD into my Xbox 360, and the fucking thing, it just won't open. It would not open. I had to get the pliers out to, like, yank it open. And I was like, okay, if I put a disc in there, I'm never getting it out again. Like, fuck this. My 360 is done.
What was in the Xbox? Was it the copy
there was
of
nothing
the proposal?
In it. No, there was nothing in it. I proposed to kick the thing in the fucking river. Mm. By the way, SLH, we love you. Her cat is not doing well. That's very sad.
Oh, no.
We love you. Good luck to you and the cat.
But yeah, you had an interesting story, didn't you, about midnight launch for was it GTA 4?
Yeah. So Halo 3, I went to that. Me and Marsh went to that. We got our helmets and we were all happy. And then we played it till, I think I lasted till 8 in the morning.
I was going to say till dawn had broken.
No, yeah, 8 in the morning. Then I went to bed. We finished it, by the way, like first night, finished it.
Wow.
And went to bed. I woke up about 11. Marsh was still playing it on the multiplayer.
Wow.
Yeah, he's hardcore.
I think he finally went to bed about.
Finish up and then you can go.
Blah, 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 blah. Then I did GTA 4 and I got there. And there's two game shops. Remember when there's like multiple game shops in one town?
Like Blockbuster.
Well, there was two on the Wolverhampton High Street. There used to be two shops, and they were both game, not Game Station or anything like that. They were both game.
Wow.
There was a queue for the other one, but the one that I ordered from, there wasn't a queue. It was like a ticket system, like a raffle system, like an Argos.
Oh, okay.
Right. And I got there, and this guy pulled up and said, oh, they're selling them for cheaper at Tesco. If you give me the money, I'll go get it for you. And I went,
okay.
This guy.
You did a lot of pondering there, Chinny.
I think this guy will take my money and definitely come back with the game. I can't see any downfall for it.
There was no downside to this, was there?
No, there's like he's just doing this out of the goodness of his own heart. Bless this guy. So I didn't do that. I got it from the shop. And then the third one that I forgot about was me and Marsh went to the launch of the Xbox One console. The Xbox One. In 2013, so 11 years ago.
Did you? I didn't know this.
I don't think I ever really talked about it. Nothing happened.
Oh, you kept that quiet.
No, it wasn't like a big event. Marsh just said, I'm going to get my Xbox at midnight. I was like, all right, do you want to come? I was like, yeah, all right. So we went, and I remember thinking we might get jumped, so I was getting quite excited that we might get mugged, right? Because it'd been in the news that people have been like nicking other people's PlayStations. So, we might get mugged. I might take a selfie while we do it.
Can you hang on a second? I just want to smile.
Get it on film. Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Crimes on film.
And I was really disappointed because we didn't get mugged. So that's really sad. So, but no, we just got it. There was no hype or anything. There was nothing. It was just like, there you go. There you go. There you go.
It's like on The Simpsons home. Marge says, here, Bart, you can put your own marshmallow in your hot chocolate. And he's like, and it just soaks up all the hot chocolate.
Yeah, that's it. And we had a McDonald's gone. And we went home. And
then you and got to set up the internet for the...
No, I think I just went out.
That's what you got to do for the first hours, like setting it up and arranging.
It's not like when you get a Super Nintendo and you're just like, pop it on. Right. Like,
yeah.
Worst gig, I don't any gig that's massive. I hate like the big gigs. I hate gigs
to, like,
in general.
Music festivals, though.
No, but I don't like any gigs. So I don't like music gigs.
Yeah, why did you go to music festivals if you don't like them?
Because I had to find out if I liked them or not.
Oh, I see. Okay, fair enough.
And now I've decided that I just don't like them.
Well,
I don't like
fuck you and your live
people,
music.
Drunk people like knocking me about. I don't people well, like yeah. people throwing beer
There's
over me.
There's a lot to hate
like
at
that.
A music event. Yeah, no.
I just don't like
there
it.
Is.
And you know, I
see,
just,
that's why I was
just...
actually I was surprised that the one we went to with Ministry was so tame. Like there was a mosh pit at a point, but it was just people sort of dancing in a circle. Like everybody there was middle-aged. Everybody was chill. It was really weird. Yeah. It was a heavy metal industrial music show that was very relaxed and like very calm. And I don't know. It was great, but it was also a weird vibe. And I think it's because everybody there was our age and sick of all that bullshit that you just described. So, Stu, worst gig.
Yes. Worst gig. Ooh. It's a bit of a confession and worst gig, really, because I know.
I'm not playing anything. But...
No.
All right, that's it. Go ahead.
My daughter wanted to go and see Ollie Murs. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So we took her. I tagged along. I thought, why not? Why not?
You know, you're a secret.
You found her around. Why not? Yeah.
So,
you're a secret.
So
he's looking around to see if Billy's listening.
They're in the next room. I can hear her saying something. Well, here's the thing, right? It wasn't
the worst.
He loved
it. Don't let him tell you.
Yeah,
lies.
He loves Ollie Murs.
He was amazing.
Here she comes.
He wanted to go.
Yeah. She was like, I don't want to go. He's like, come on, we're going.
It wasn't the worst gig because he was terrible, which he wasn't amazing because he's Ollie Murs, you know what I'm saying? But halfway through the show.
He loves this show.
He was going to be the host of X Factor. Do you remember this when it was an absolute car crash and him and someone else was X Factor host?
I vaguely remember that, yeah.
But halfway through the show, he stopped the show because they wanted to do a promo for X Factor in the middle of his concert, right?
That's ridiculous.
And for 20 minutes, they did it three times until they felt it was good. He sort of missed out 20 minutes of his concert just to do this fucking promo where he wanted everyone to flash the camera flashes so that he could get like this, you know, you're going to be a star type crap. And it was it fucking the most ridiculous. And then he apologized. Like, I'm sorry, it took three goes. Oh, I'm so sorry. And then carried on with the concert. And everyone was just like, what the fuck are you doing?
It was too late. He had clearly indicated that he was a troublemaker.
Paid a lot of money to come and see you, and
then he can make up with it with like another hour of
because it's curfew at 11, isn't it? That's it. Job done.
But hey, you know what though? He's got the last laugh because right now he's like, yeah, but Stu's thinking of me.
Yeah, and then the other one.
Another Ollie.
I did have another one that was a car crash.
I'm just looking at his Wikipedia page right now.
Right.
This was another one Millie wanted to go and see, which is JLS. JLS.
JLS, remember them?
JLS. Remember them?
Christ.
And, right?
Awful. They're awful, dude.
I had the worst.
For fuck's sake.
I had the worst flu ever, right?
Yeah, good.
God, I was so ill. And we were right in the gods, you know, right as high up as you can get.
In the nosebleeds.
Oh, in the
nosebleeds. Behind the pole.
Behind the pole, sideways onto the stage.
Right next to the security guard.
All I wanted to do. All I wanted to do
she's
was
back,
go
she's back.
Home. I know, yeah.
You got serious dad points that night.
I was so ill.
I thought he was just going to pass out.
Honestly, I would never be that
ill. Everyone he saw, he was amazed that they weren't sick. He's like, do you feel what I feel?
Good.
Do you feel
this is where it got good? And this was Millie's fault, right? She wanted a fucking wristband.
I want a wristband.
So we had to queue up for ages to get the wristband.
Oh my God.
When we got to the train station, we'd missed the train because we queued up for ages. And it was freezing cold in December, and they had to sit on the train station for an hour or something waiting for the next train.
So although Millie loves her mom, would you say, Stu, that she loves you more?
It was a birthday present.
She loved me more that night because, honestly.
All right, so ask Millie this, though, or maybe she can hear me. We heard what Stu thinks was the worst show ever. What was your worst concert you ever went to, Millie?
It's the worst concert I've ever been to.
Yeah, what's the worst?
Was it one of those two, or was it a different one, would you say?
Oh,
She's thinking. She's looking up.
Oh. Yeah.
What about when you went to Leeds? Was there someone who you were thinking was going to be good, and then they turned out to be terrible?
Leeds was pretty bad because we got absolutely sunburned.
Oh well, that wasn't
a concert though.
That's nothing to do with who was playing, though, is it?
Well, if they were worse musicians, then you would have gone under the shade. Did you ever go to a concert where the club was alive?
The ALS really was good, but the view wasn't good.
The view was awful. Well,
Stu
I mean,
got
was
horrible
terrible.
Tickets, is why.
That's the only tickets we could get.
Uh-huh. Because you waited so long.
Yeah.
All right, see you later, Millie.
Bye, Millie.
Yeah, she's gone.
Okay, well, I think we should talk about some video games. Are we ready to get to
questions
on
the Discord?
I'm just talking about video games on the Discord.
Jesus Christ, I can't even listen to all these people at once. What's that? What, Millie, what?
UB40.
Oh, yeah, Kay went to UB40.
Oh, and said they were that red wine.
They were that boring, they walked out before it finished.
Well, wow, UB40 did.
Yeah. You crowd are awful. We're leaving. Fuck you and your red wine.
Yeah. See, we really was hoping there was a rat in the kitchen. That's all.
Good night, Shington. There will not be an encore. Anyway. Right. Fletch, we didn't even finish Fletch's question.
I know, we didn't even get there.
Right. So he said about
Midnight Launch. Yeah, you told seven stories about it.
Okay.
It's fine. Moving on.
This is all going to go better if we don't interrupt.
Said good
I never went to one.
Right. Was it anything special if you did? Never attended one myself, but remember him being on a night out once and seeing people queued up outside game for a FIFA launch while hopping between bars. Okay, so we've answered that question. I wanted to
move on.
Susan says, Stu posted a Eurogamer article and got me thinking.
That's what I was thinking about, but it was a different form.
Aging out on playing video games.
No.
At what age, if any, do you think you'll become a veteran, too veteran to become a veteran gamer? If any specific age, what would stop you from playing?
Shit. This is the whole reason I'm going to retire. No, even if my hands are broken, I'm going to put that goddamn controller in my mouth, man. I've seen the video footage of the people playing with their goddamn eyeballs and shit. If that dude could write a book, The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, using just his eye twinking, then I'm going to fucking play video games until I'm a corpse.
They see him on Twitch, the guy who controls it with his mouth and he has to blow into something. And he plays really well. Like,
you learn quick.
You know,
finds a way.
Weirdly, right? Obviously, I work
Jurassic
in a
Park.
I work in a care home with old people.
JLS.
Old people. We've never had a gamer. We've never had any resident who plays video games.
You ask them? Because maybe they do.
I'm not a resident. What's the matter with you?
I know.
You are a
resident.
Maybe one of. What one would shock you and say, oh, I fucking love Manhunt.
I know, that would be brilliant.
You just gotta what you see
a lot of now, though, with old people is iPads. Lots of them have got iPads.
Yeah, sure. I tell you what, old people love iPads so much that they've started mugging young people for them.
They do. Yeah. So we have quite a few residents that use iPads.
It's a pandemic. Right, next question.
Not video games yet.
Tainty Brain replied that his mom plays Wordle a lot.
I don't know if Tainted Brain understands. This forum is called Questions for the Show, not Questions for Every Random Pinhead Who Shows Up.
People
and feels
do
like
that.
Answering
people
them.
Do that.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Antonio says, "What is the most interesting period of history you've witnessed in your lifetime? A moment / time that you make you think this will be remembered in human history, and I was a part of it."
I've got a few of these.
And on the end, other, what's a period of history that you'd love to have witnessed? So, surely they'd be the same, wouldn't they? Like 9/11 would be like a.
Well,
I mean, that's
one
that's huge,
we
isn't it?
were alive during, and then I think the second part he's asking, like,
what if something
Egypt,
you weren't
Rome,
alive for?
Yeah, the Zulu Empire.
But mine, I've got a few of these, right? My first one that I remember when I was
we will talk
really
about video games eventually, people. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, you know, who gives a shit?
Yes,
when I was really
some
quite
listeners
young,
might. That's all I'm saying,
yeah, which was the launch of the first space shuttle,
the one that they faked.
That's right, the one they faked. And the reason I remember this is because I was at primary school at the time, and they took us into the hall and put the TV on so we could all sit and watch it happen live on the telly.
There you go.
So that's the first one I remember.
Yeah.
So what about you two guys? Because I've got a few of these.
I don't know. Non-11 is the only one.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously one that changed.
Obviously,
like, time.
The pandemic, but that's still a bit soon, so I won't talk about that. But
no, that's a good answer, though. I would say that for me, when I think about this question, like, there are obviously things that I was alive while they were going on, 9-11. And I mean, you know, the pandemic affected all of us, so it's not as though that was an event happening in one place. So that's the closest I've been to a world-changing event, I'd say. But I came real close. I mean, I was involved in the liberation of East Timor. I played a very, very, very tiny role in that, which is awesome. But I wanted to be involved in the protests in Seattle in 1999 that shut down the World Trade Organization meetings. And I was almost there, but it had been the summer of the East Timor work, so I had to get back to Florida. But I had found someone in San Francisco, and I made them my proxy. And I was like, you need to go to Seattle. Everybody I met in San Francisco that summer, I was just like, you have to go to Seattle. You have to go to Seattle. And everyone's like, yeah, whatever. Get away. I don't even know you. What the fuck are you talking about? But this one young lady, I was talking to her about it, and she was like, what's going to happen in Seattle? And I was like, okay, there's this group called the World Trade Organization. And back then, nobody had heard of the WTO. So I was like, and they do a lot of horrible stuff around the world. And there's these protests that are going to happen. And most people were like, yeah, protests happen all the time everywhere. And I was like, no, you don't get it. This is going to be a fucking next level type of affair. And this young lady was like, oh, I'm going to go. She started looking into it, and she sent me an email. It was like, I'm totally going. Like, thank you for letting me know. And I was like, yes, because it was a revolutionary moment in world history. And I was so glad I convinced her to go. And I wish I could have gone, but it was cool to have someone else take my place and represent me there.
That is cool. Another one for me was Chernobyl, when Chernobyl happened.
Yeah. Were you there?
I wasn't in Russia
Stu
at the time.
Stu was like sticking
Ukraine.
His hand in. Oh, I almost got it.
But the fucking rumors around school at the time were rife, and everyone's like, oh, it's going to be a meltdown. Do you know what that means? I'm like, no. And it's like, oh, the reactor's going to melt down into the middle of the earth, and then the earth's going to explode. And everyone had these massive, fantastical things that were going to happen if they couldn't get it under control and the world was going to end. And in reality, that could have happened, can we just say?
Do you know how fucking big the Earth is?
No. If you look into Chernobyl...
I wish we could have... I might record Stu's face when he said no.
No. If you look into Chernobyl, it was close. It was close to being a world-ending event. It could have happened.
Wow, I'm surprised the Simpsons line isn't on the... There's no video for it. For once, Dad's butt prevented the release of toxic gas.
I've got an event that I was at that wasn't like world changing, but it was definitely on the news.
Right.
Yeah. This better not be about the Xbox One release again.
Yeah, better not be.
There was this game called
GTA 4.
Yeah.
This guy offered to give me a dodgy.
Here's go to Tesco. We was doing some videos for the Students Union, and they said, oh, we're going to London to protest about the tuition fees being, because tuition fees used to be very, very, well, they used to be free, didn't they, Stu?
At one point,
the universities. And now when getting a degree actually meant something. And then when I was at uni, degree would cost about, I think it was like $2,000 a year.
Yeah.
So that's not too bad. And then they were going to raise them to... like something ridiculous, like $7,000 or $9,000 a year or something like this. Like, so a massive jump. So we went to, I didn't know. It's like, well, we want to document the day. So I was like, I don't know. I've got to, because I just made videos for the Students Union. So that's what I did. So me and Matt got on this bus and I was like, oh, whatever, just going with the day, filming it. And then we filmed this like protest, and we filmed this guy like chucking a fire extinguisher off the roof and all this sort of stuff. And it got on the national news. It got on all the national news and everything. Awesome. So that was fun. So that's something
like,
that
I'm going
to
do this for a living.
I just thought, I just got on the bus back home. I was like, well, that was kind of like a cool day, I guess.
To jump off near my house and like.
And then when I got back home, it was all over the news, and then people were saying, "Oh my god, awesome. Was you there?" And I was it dangerous? I was like, no, it wasn't
dangerous.
Yeah, it was. I almost lost an eye. You should have
because it was like
depicted on the news of like, oh my god, you know, I think there was just a small fire, right? Just a small fire itself. Someone threw a fire extinguisher off. They found the kid who did that and smashed a few things and smashed a few windows. And it was just deemed as this like really dangerous day. And in fact, it really wasn't. Like we were just like walking around it. And and people were like, oh my God, you were there. Like, how did you survive? I think most people survived it. I think actually 100% of people survived that. So
you think they buried some people out back and they didn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
My final one, I have got a final one, was when there was a total eclipse in the UK. Do you remember?
They were talking about that on the SEAL Team podcast.
Total eclipse. At the time, I worked at Fullwood Hospital. Mm. So the X-ray manager handed out X-ray film to everybody. Yeah. So we were literally, when it happened, and it was about, I think it felt like it was about half 11, 11 o'clock.
It was like 11, 50, quarter past 11, I remember it. Something 1999.
Like yeah. And we literally all stood outside with our X-ray film watching the eclipse happen, and it was so fucking cool.
Do you know
what
I watched?
It was just the weirdest thing.
You know how I watched it?
Go on.
I was in the garden, like my back garden, and... you know the floppy disks.
Oh yes,
On Blue Peter, I'd seen that if you move the metal bit on the floppy disk, you can see it through that. So I took the whole, you know, the plasticky bit inside. I took it all off its case, and I looked through it. And my dad was like, "Just make sure you don't look at it
for reals."
All right, I just looked. Yeah. Looked through this film of floppy disk because on Blue Peter there's like, but make sure you don't do this because it's very dangerous. And I'm like, but like, yeah. yeah. So I did that. Yeah,
it's a cool way to look at the faked eclipse. You know they faked the eclipse, right?
And I remember, they said something on the SEAL podcast. They were talking about eclipses on the SEAL podcast, which was really random because there's one happening in Canada soon, and Fraser's going to go to it. And
Chitty, can I just let you know? You don't have to go anywhere. You just look up at the sky. It's like wherever you are.
No, you got to go closer to the sun.
But you have to be in a certain place to see.
You
got to
go up in a plane. Yeah.
Certain areas can see.
No, but
true.
You
get a full.
You get a total eclipse.
Yeah, but like it won't be a full eclipse here.
Yeah.
So maybe the eastern part of Canada won't see it.
Do you know when the next one is? By the way, in the UK, do you know when the next one is?
We'll be long dead.
It's something like 2092 or something like that. Is
dead. We'll be dead.
Yeah,
man.
I think we'll be dead by then, dude.
Definitely dead. All three of us dead. Right. And if we're not dead, I'll want to be dead.
But it is kind of.
No,
I'll tell you what, I've just thought of another.
Oh, God.
I've been trying to say something for like five minutes.
Sorry, carry on.
On the SEAL Team podcast, they said something that brought back a memory of the. I don't know if you remember this, Stu, right? But when the eclipse happened, I forgot this, right? But it went really cold.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
it went really cold and it was so
really
weird.
Eerie and all the birds went quiet. All the birds go
that's
quiet.
Right. And I was like, that's so strange. And then
it is a weird
and then I just went on
and blocked out the sun.
It's very surreal. It is a very surreal
event.
We need to get
I've just remembered one more.
Thank God,
so
I've had enough of these goddamn rickets.
Come on, Oreo.
Hail Bop. Do you remember Hail Bop?
Yes,
you're just talking about things that happen to everyone.
Hey, do you remember when
something happened in history? Fucking hell, you said 9/11.
Yeah, but
the question is a period of history. That's not like random meteor, cosmological events.
Yeah, but again,
you remember when the Big Bang happened?
The chances of us seeing a comet that close to the Earth in our lifetimes is pretty much
nil. It was pretty cool. I agree, but that's not a period of history.
Saw the tail. I said tool then. Saw the tail and everything.
I remember it. I do remember it.
It was in
apparently the
days.
Last time it came, because it's every 3,000 years. So
the
pyramids were being built. So you imagine they were building the pyramids. And they're like, what the fuck's that in the fucking
world? It's just amazing.
It's the end of the world.
It is amazing.
Every time
we better build these pyramids because this is going to confuse the shit out of
me. I'm going historical events rather than aliens, period of history.
Right. Next one. Ant says, question for Duke. How have you found Duolingo? Do you think what you've learned actually helps you speak Spanish?
Sí, yo hablo con mi compañeros en un juego de
That's a no.
Rocket League.
That's a no.
Well, I was trying to say I have been speaking Spanish with people in Rocket League, and the dude actually said, I said, yo, lo siento, no hablo español bien. And he said, no, está muy bien. So I was like, all right, that's cool. Like,
no, it's Spanish-speaking
people.
Not bad.
Spanish-speaking people on Rocket League are saying that I'm doing okay.
Non-English people just appreciate any effort because, like,
yeah, exactly.
English is
well,
so
there was
dumb.
A map recently I saw that said it had like three colors on it, and one was you say two words in my language and we're best friends forever. The second color, and that was like, you know, Spanish-speaking countries, Germany, and some other places. Another one was you really need to be fluent for me to actually appreciate you, and that had the UK and America and other places.
Yeah.
And then there was one that said, please don't, and it was just France.
Yeah, definitely. So question for Stu, what's one tool or gadget that should be in most people's kitchens but probably isn't?
This is easy to answer, because I...
But not easy to answer in one word.
I would suspect most
Short
people...
Short answer, no.
Have terrible kitchen knives, you know, for preparing food. And my best advice to someone is to get a decent chef's knife, a decent...
I remember you criticised my knives. Yeah, you bought me some knives. Remember that?
I did. Yeah, decent knives. And what I would suggest
is... cut a hole in your PC case.
And you don't need many.
My hobby of stabbing.
Stabbing people. You don't have to spend a ton
people,
of money. Don't,
lots of fun stabbing also.
You don't have to get global. Everyone's like, okay, global knives because they're amazing and they're about £100 each.
No,
but
I do hear that a lot.
You don't have to spend that much money. What you need is a decent, like, few knives made by Victorinox, is the best who made the original Swiss Army knives. So, like, an 18-inch...
Swiss Army knife for the kitchen? What are you, nuts?
Exactly. An 18-inch cook's knife, I would suggest. A Victorinox pastry knife. A 30-centimeter pastry knife.
Pastry knife. How often are you cutting pastries?
No, but you've got. It's a very thin-bladed slicer, so it's great for slicing meat. It's great for prepping veg. Well, if you prep food in a kitchen, you need decent knives. A decent paring knife.
Mostly, I'm putting leftover pizza in the microwave. So, what kind of knife?
Yeah, well, if you actually want to cook some shit. And nope. Prepare some stuff.
The Duchess makes dinner once a week. That's about it.
That's what my best suggestion.
I imagine Stu just his heart problems
he's
would come back if he saw your
kitchen. He's just standing in my kitchen.
Like, oh,
no.
Wow, I know. I would be stressed. I would be stressed out in your kitchen.
And Ant's question for me is best starter camera for a video person. You would know this, Ant. You know this, but I would say the Sony A7S is probably the best, but they're quite expensive. So the A7S III is still expensive, but the 4 is the newest one. Mirrorless, that's the way it all is at the moment. So, and the film, The Creator, was filmed on Sony F5, was it? I think I might have got that wrong. But yeah, so that was the big thing about that. So mirrorless cameras, all that shit, that's the thing at the moment.
Goddamn, $1,000?
Yeah, it's nothing.
No, that's a starter. It's a starter camera. What's the matter with you?
No, it's not how I'm starting. I'm starting with my fucking phone. Fuck you and your $1,000.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, there's been a couple of music videos that were filmed on the phone. There's a movie filmed on the phone. I mean, when you say filmed on the phone, there's this music video and it's brilliantly shot, but it's all on a phone. And everybody's like, oh my God, it's shot on a phone. And it's fantastic because there's lots of clones of this singer, so she's walking through this scene, but there's like four of her. It's like to do that, yeah, this I guarantee this is filmed on a phone. However, what you need is like a gimbal and a track to emulate each shot perfectly so she can go through it. That isn't cheap, and then you need the lighting. That's not cheap. So it's filmed on a phone, but it's
headline is they filmed it on her phone.
Yeah, so
PR for that shit.
Yeah, so it's a lot of Billy bullshit, but is filmed on a phone.
All right, are we ready to talk about video games, or are we still?
Oh, do we do that?
No, that's the end of the show. It's the end
of the show.
Do
that on this show?
Thanks, everybody.
I wanted to get through the Discord. It's fun to talk
to
the Discord.
I know.
We need to promote our Discord. More people are talking.
Yes, thank you on the Discord, people. Send some more questions.
Right, come on then.
Talk about them soon.
Oh, right, the video games. I've forgotten about those.
Okay. Right. I think we should start. Yes. Right off the bat with our play my game, bitch. Let's just controversial. Let's do it. Let's just do it.
Okay, let's do this.
Let's just do it.
Yeah, bitch!
Yeah, bitch!
Play my game, bitch.
What you been playing, Jingles? Okay. I think this may be... Well, I...
Nothing makes the jingles more annoying than when you talk through.
Yeah, uh-huh. That is a bit.
If I played another song on top of them, that would be more annoying, wouldn't it?
That's true. Well, yeah.
Right, I'm not sure.
So, play my game, bitch.
It's
where we play.
When I talk over it, though. Yes.
Play my game, bitch, is where we play a game every week, and it's the same game because we all play different games.
Well, no. We all play the same game. And it's a different game each week. The way you described it made it sound like we play the same game.
No, wow.
Again, well, to be fair. Fuck you, Duke. I'm sick of playing.
I know what he means.
Play it again.
Means.
Tell me how amazing it
Jesus
is.
Play it again.
What he means is we normally play different times. We don't very rarely all play the same game, do we?
Right, so we pick a game anyway. And we all play it. And this week
Fuck
we played...
me. We're never going to get to this is going to be a 6-hour show.
So right. This game,
no
right.
More Heroes 3.
Right.
That's
yeah. We're in luck because we have audio footage of the development meeting here.
Oh no.
Well, thanks all for coming right. To the meeting. Mr. All Steve, right. Have you got... Yeah. What you got?
Suda 51. Suda 51.
You ready? No. He's it. Had his time. I'm going to come up with a game. You ready? All here right. We go. Okay. So first of all, it's a game where like everything's like nothing makes any sense and there's no design coherence, right? So like one of the dudes is like,
"What, dude, deadly
like,
premonition
triangles
exists,
and
dude.
Circles." And then this other dude is like a fire monster, and then there's like skyscrapers that have been turned to dust or something. And there's this boy who adopts like an alien tumor blob. And then he comes back and he's like a prince and he's like, "I'm going to kill everybody." What do you think?
You actually sound like that character, to be honest.
Yeah, you do.
So that was the origin of this game. What the fuck is this shit?
So Jesus, can we just say, just a minute, right? Last week we played Indivisible, right?
Yes.
Which had these really cool anime type animations in between.
I don't know
the
if I'd call them really cool. It was cute.
No, it was well done. This is kind of the same. Again, it goes for this anime animation thing going on.
Well, if by animation thing you mean
it was, it's like, fully animated anime. I mean, that's what it is.
But it's not.
Well,
characters you can follow.
Yeah.
There's no dialogue that makes any fucking sense.
What are you talking about?
Hey, alien tumor blob, what are you doing? I love you. You're going to come back in 20 years? I love you. I'll see you in 20 years.
I promise.
I think, can we just, because someone's listening to this going.
No idea who this child is, what the alien tumor blob is.
Somebody's listening to this going, what the fuck are they talking about? So
let me just. You should be.
Well, it's like a twisted E.T.
Let me just
twisted E.T.
explain what the game is going on. Right, so No More Heroes 3, yeah, it's kind of an E.T. thing where an alien lands, but it's a big fluffy ball, and this kid loves it, and he's like, "Oh, brilliant." Yeah. And he makes
and
him a rocket.
And we get this in like 30 seconds of like, you know, montage before you even start playing the game. Go on.
And the FBI come in or whatever, and then the kid's like, the fluff ball is like, "I want to come back in 20 years. And the kid's like, "Sweet." And he gives him like some sort of power or something, whatever. And he goes away and he comes back an absolute fucking dickhead, right? And he's like a prince and he's an absolute bellend.
And he looks
and
he like a human these... now. He's not just a fluff ball.
He looks like if Jamiroquai was an anime character, right? And right, and he's an absolute prick. Not Jamiroquai.
He's a twat, isn't he, basically?
Yeah, not Jamiroquai. I don't know what Jamiroquai is
like,
but this guy.
He's a nice guy.
But this alien guy brings back all his twatty mates as well.
Yeah, he does.
And they're like, "We're just going to fucking kill everyone for a laugh." And then your guy, the guy that you play as, he's not even fazed by this. Not fazed.
Travis Touchdown. What do you expect?
Travis Touchdown. Travis Touchdown. What a name. Jesus Christ.
So you see, clearly, just me. Can I just stop you there for 1 second?
Oh, you never played the first two because those are.
I know what the issue is. Duke has never played an Omo Heroes game before.
No, I have not, and I can't believe that they. If the previous games are as magic as this one, thank God we have.
They're all structured. Can we just say they're all structured the same? Because it's a little bit like I'm trying to think what that movie is where you have to fight all the worst baddies in the world and they're all ranked. What's that movie that does that?
It's not Kill Bill.
Mortal Kombat?
No, it's not Kill Bill. It's
is it the Proposal?
No, no. Fight that Club? Would have made that film better. Yeah. No, it's not Fight Club. No, it's a oh my god, because it's his girlfriend and he has to fight all the
bodies. Oh, the Proposal.
Scott Pilgrim versus
it is a proposal.
No, Scott
there
Pilgrim.
There you go, yeah, Scott Pilgrim versus the world. That's kind of this because that's No More Heroes from the first game. It's kind of you have to fight the ranked baddies like 10 to 1 to finish the game.
Okay.
So that's basically the game.
By the way, while we're talking about the start of this game, we didn't even talk about the actual start of the game, which is this like flashback to 1985, and there was some really shit 8-bit game, and it was like Death Man fights against the Death Aliens, and I need to find out who Death Man is. Like, what the fuck is this? And it has no connection to the little blob fluff dude. It's just like, oh, can you be more incoherent, please?
I love that. By the way, this game is so violent. I mean, the bit where he's in the boardroom and just kills all the board, like.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite bit.
I was like, that's pretty impressive.
No, that's not the best part. Jenny, the best part of the game when it's time to save. You saved my pooping.
I don't know why, but like, look, I don't want to generalize here, but like. A lot of Japanese games love the joke of shitting themselves. I don't like it happens in like Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah, it does.
Like, why is it so funny? Like,
well, this can we do, again, just to let you know the history. This game was always you have to save when you sat on the toilet. That's been the thing since the very first game came out.
But the question still stands.
Then why they have like a 2-minute cutscene where he's like, I gotta shit! And he runs into the bathroom. He's like pulling off his pants. It's a huge production. Why not just be like, and here's where you save. And then he goes in, and then you save, and then he comes out. That would
because
be a way to...
Dead Rising, you save in the toilet, but it's not a big poo.
Is that a Japanese game?
Cutscene.
That is Japanese, though.
Yeah,
Japanese.
The first one and the second one.
Holds up.
No, the first one was, not the second one, sorry. I guess it's a parody game. Like a comedy game. I guess.
Well,
I suppose it's supposed to be funny.
It's really
kind of
for me because I didn't laugh once.
Crazy, over the top, stupid, mental.
Stupid.
Fight. I mean, the fighting's
great.
When
the fighting was okay until it was like stun the guy and I couldn't figure out how to do it. And I'm like, you know what? I think I've reached a point.
Until
I'm done.
Can I just say? It took a long time to get to a point where you actually played the game. It took so long.
Yes.
Even I, right, and I've played a lot of Japanese games, even I was sat there thinking, when am I actually going to fight somebody? When am I fighting somebody?
Oh, well, there's also a talking cat. Don't forget the talking cat. That was great.
Yeah.
And the scene where you do start to fight someone, which is sort of coming up on the screen now, right, like two women, which I presume are from the previous games, show up. And
yeah,
I'm like,
they just walk out of the adjoining hotel rooms or something.
That doesn't help me at all. Like, I don't know. Like, who
no,
are
they
these
help
women?
You. There's three enemies, and then each of them takes one of the baddies, and then you fight one baddie. And it's all tutorial.
I hate the design of the aliens as well. They look awful.
Yeah,
they absolutely
do.
Look terrible. Because
they're all different, and they're just stupid looking. Like, polka dot,
just,
trapezoid.
Yeah,
okay?
And they just
That's
look like blocks and...
Yeah.
Like, they're just so weird. And then, like, the alien that you sort of, like, you first come across, he's just, like, he's got, like, a Texan accent.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, yee-haw, motherfucker. But what the fuck?
I'm going to blow this shit
this
up.
Sucks.
Yeah. It's just
strange.
The story
you see,
is
for me. For me, it's weird playing this because the first two games.
For you?
No, the first two games. Well, the first one was on the Wii. So the first one came
I remember
out
that
Wii.
One. I don't remember
second
the second one.
I can't remember whether that was Wii or Switch or Wii U. I can't remember what that came out on. But the problem is, it's still got stuff from back then, because you know you have to recharge your guitar. Yeah.
That's a wanking joke, isn't it? With the Wii.
With the Wii, you used to have to shake the Wii controller up and down to do it.
That's the level of this game. Let's put a wanking joke where you charge the sword.
Which is where there's a problem, right? Because when you did that on the Wii, it didn't break you out of playing the game, you know, because you could quickly shake it up and down and you were charged up again. This, you've got to stop moving and bloody waggle the freaking analog stick back and forwards for a bit.
Yes.
And it just completely breaks the flow of the action, whereas in the original Wii game, it didn't. And you could swing the actual Wii controllers like a sword. So it was just so much more fun to play.
Yes. The answer to your question, well, I mean, anything, fucking Heavy Rain was more fun to play than this. The No More Heroes 2 came out for the Wii, and then a port came out later for the Switch. And then
I thought that was weird.
And for Amazon
as well.
Luna, what the fuck is Amazon Luna?
And it's weird seeing this with good graphics. I mean, I know that they're the most amazing graphics, but compared to the Wii, this looks so much better, you know what I mean? And it's just weird seeing that even.
So the wanking of the sword takes you out of the gameplay, but not the stupid fucking alien-looking thing?
No, I didn't mind fighting the aliens. I mean, I fought the first boss and I finished that all right.
How far did you get?
I got to the second boss, started the second boss.
So did you go into that weird, sort of world where the rock eats you?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I did all of that.
So, you get eaten by this... Because there's an alien reference, isn't there? So there's these pods, alien. But then out comes, this sort of dancing rock. And when you think, Chinny, obviously it's not a dancing rock. No, it fucking is, right?
It's a dancing rock.
It's a dancing rock. And it eats your... It goes on your head and sort of swallows
you. Yeah, it just swallows you up.
And then you end up in this sort of, sort of weird limbo world, and then you have to fight this fucking guy in this limbo
world. Fight the first boss, so they're all, like I said, they're all ranked, so you fight the first boss, who's the guy who landed on Earth.
So did you beat him?
I beat his ass, I did.
So that's
I've played these games before, so I know what they are and how they operate.
I followed the structure of the structure of the game, Stu, is not the
It's not
problem.
That difficult, Chinny, I'm just saying, right? You know what I mean?
What I'm saying is,
you
the game
sound
is
surprised.
Dumb. It's dumb. We've been doing this podcast for 16 years, right?
Yeah.
And
this is this
game has just gone, I think I'm too old for this shit, man. This is stupid.
Well, this is a game that's made not only for children, but for the people who love, childish...
stupid shit.
Right, totally over the top. If you take Rick and Morty and you have people being like, that's a little too straightforward and ordinary. Can we jack it up 100 places?
I feel like I'm at a party where everybody's laughing at somebody's jokes and I'm not laughing.
And I get the joke. Drugs.
Yeah. I get the joke. It's poo. Isn't that funny? Poo. And everybody's pissing themselves. And I'm just this isn't my thing at all. I hated it. Awful. I get that it's self-aware. I'm really happy for Japanese video games to make fun of people shitting themselves. That's really good for them. And one of the first lines he said is is the Empire striking back or what?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a joke, I guess. I get it, but what
but
the
there
fuck?
Needs to be more to, look, Airplane isn't funny just because it's hey, you remember this other movie that happened? Imagine that. There's other things built into the movie Airplane. Same with Spinal Tap. A good satire is more than just crazy stuff.
Can we just say, though, what was kind of cool, though? I liked his T-shirt. Did you see the T-shirt that he wears?
No, I was too distracted.
I was a little distracted by the talking.
So basically,
rubbing shit into my eyes.
His T-shirt is the album cover to Joy Division, Unknown Pleasures.
See, look, it's all aware.
Which is so cool, because that's such a classic album, and it
does that stuff because somebody on the dev likes it and go, person
we'll
will like
Joy
this.
Hey, come on, Joy Division, man, they were the precursor to New Order. They were, I mean, they're from the early 80s.
Come on, Chinny.
Great.
They were the precursor.
What's the matter with you?
Come on.
Great. Why does it say
that makes it a good video game?
Why does it say No More Heroes title screen like three times in the first like 5 minutes? Why is that?
It's like now we're really.
You need to make sure you know what you're playing in case you didn't realize.
It says No More Heroes 3, and then you walk through this corridor and it goes No More Heroes 3, and then you beat a thing and it goes No More Heroes. I know what game I'm playing. I'm aware of it, right? I get it. And then there's one bit where the army tries to kill that stupid sexy prince guy, Jamiroquai, right?
Yeah.
And they fire missiles at him, and he grabs them, and he throws them at a mosque in the Middle East.
I know. That guy is hard,
he's a really evil guy.
Say. He is
evil. What's he doing?
It's like he doesn't have any respect for anything.
I suppose people think that this game is funny. It's absolutely not. It's fucking awful. I want it. If there was a room 101, I wouldn't put it in there. I would burn it and then throw it in and then burn the room. Jesus Christ.
All right, yeah, so that's two thumbs down.
No, it's a thumbs up from me.
It's a thumbs up. Did you not get that?
Stu, would you give it a thumbs up or thumbs down?
No, do you know what? As much as I loved the first game, and I did.
Okay.
I really loved the first game on the Switch. Right, I thought it was amazing.
Able to look at this with eyes.
But the problem, the biggest issue I've got is the enemy. I'm with Chinny on this. The enemies are just fucking dumb.
Weird.
Like, in the first game, it was like, it was like a bit of a Kill Bill
I imagine, because it was sort of...
These enemies like who were like Texas Joe or something, were from different places in the world, and like one was like a samurai or something weird, one was like some dude from somewhere, and they all had these quite individual personalities and like just crazy as a fruitcake. And I feel like here it's these aliens, they just don't have any personality or character, they're just like nondescript.
They're just objects. Like, yeah. They're just like
random shit smushed together, and like there's an alien. Yes. No,
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the combat, and I thought it was fluid, and I thought it was fun, and I thought it was looked really great, and I like the upgrading graphics compared to obviously the Switch versions. But that all being said, I've got to be with you guys as a thumbs down. I'm not going to play this again.
One thing I didn't mind was the combat. Look, the actual
combat's great.
The actual combat was fine.
Yeah, it's fun. Sure.
It's just
they
the,
focus
it's just
more
the,
on that and stop
everything
around
it.
Shit.
Yeah, it's all the dressing around it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh well. It's just not good. Well. Didn't get me.
There you
didn't
go. No more Heroes 3. Right, next game. We need to move on because we're running out of time.
Right.
Go.
Okay. So Chinny and I have been playing a little game called Helldivers because he convinced me to get it last week, and I was into it for a while, but I gotta be honest, I'm still into it now. I just got to level 10 and I got the guard dog. Chinny, I was telling you, nice. I was looking forward to the guard dog. It's nice. Yes. So this is Starship Troopers, the video game. Everything Chinny said last week was correct. There is nothing. First of all, when you start the game, it has this awesome like propaganda animatic shows.
Very good. Very funny.
It gives you the option to set your volume levels. I don't know if you noticed this, Chinny. When you set them, they're all set to 11 by default. And I was like, that's like the maximum volume. I'm like, hey, Spinal Tap shout out. One of the earliest perks that you unlock, and you end up buying stuff, and it's persistent. So yes, you have to call it down each time you land, but you don't ever lose access to it. So there are some games when you have to, like Counter-Strike, you have to buy at the beginning of every round, and so you have to manage your money and shit. Anyway, one of the first things you get access to is the supply pack, and I love being support for other people. So I love running around while they're shooting all the bugs. And
you
I'll
did
shoot
that
bugs
to me.
Too.
You did that.
Yeah.
You was like, oh, I'm hurt.
People.
And you were like,
here's some, here's
no,
some
you're not.
Stims.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's some ammo. Like, I just love being helpful in that sense. I complained about some of this to you earlier, Chinny. There is nothing better than a team working together in a game like this, having fun and working. You're working as a unit to achieve these objectives. There is nothing more frustrating than landing with three other people and having them all run off on their own. And then you're facing two of the big poison bugs and you're just fucked because you're by yourself. And like, damn, that's not how this game's supposed to work.
That's right.
But it is amazing. It's freaking glorious.
I always get really worried about recommending a game to you two because I've still got like chills from Heavy Rain, which I know was like 14 years ago. All right, even though I didn't recommend it, but whatever. But I just think you're someone who, it took me years to figure out what you're actually playing video games for. Mm. I truly believed, I was like, man, if I don't get this right, I really don't know him.
If you don't know me by now.
But like, you know, it ticks all these, but like PvE, it's co-op.
And it's not PvP, really simple. Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And exactly. The developer came out this, not of the closet or anything, he came out and said something. He said, the only way Helldivers 2 would have microtransactions is if he ran out of money to feed his Warhammer habit.
Yeah.
So he's apparently he loves Warhammer, but they sort of get it. I think they do. They get it. Like they know that the problems with sort of modern.
Yeah, but what you've got to ask yourself is like how much more respect did they get as a developer for not implementing all that shit?
Of course. And there is a money aspect to it because you can buy some credits and things.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's all cosmetic. It gives you shotguns and stuff, but like whatever. It's not going to significantly change.
But it's PvE, so none of it really matters.
Exactly. You don't get an edge in the game for any reason, which I really like.
In a way, you know, somebody buys that and they go, oh, I've got this gun, you can use it. And you use it and you're like, I really liked it. Oh, now I'm going to have to try and buy it.
Now I'm going to have to kill the person who orders that every round and just take their gun. That's the thing. The fact that friendly fire is always on makes you
Which
change
was a turn off
you
for
play.
You.
It was, I was nervous about it. It was. I mean, I was like, I don't know. But like now that I'm used to it, it's just all you have to do is like, first of all, you have to look at where you're placing your fucking turrets because some people just plop them down in the middle of anywhere and then you just get mowed down. And another person, I was telling you about this, Chinny, we were fighting, the whole mission was just kill a bunch of bugs. That was it. And and it lands you on this, like, we were on this, like, platform, this mesa. Just
I've been on that one,
Like, this dude just kept dropping these fucking landmine distributors and they just throw landmines everywhere. So if you took three steps in any direction, you're fucking dead. And people just kept dying over and over. And he kept dropping them. And I'm like, would you fucking stop, you dumbass? Yeah. And he either had his mic turned off or wasn't paying attention or who knows what, trolling maybe.
Or he was just doing it because he thought it was hilarious.
But have you come across anyone who's sort of trolling or kills you on purpose in this game? Because I haven't personally.
I think that was the only one. Like, I think it gets old for them because, first of all, most people don't have mics on. And secondly, most people are just going to roll with it. So, and it's not a significant setback. You know what I mean? You kill me. Someone else on the team is probably going to respawn me right away and I'll just go pick up the guns I dropped and I'm right back where I was. So there, you know, there's no significant benefit. This is a bad game to troll people in. It's very different from Rocket League or, you know, Counter-Strike.
I'm really glad that you enjoyed it, Duke.
I love the fact that when you're dropping in, it has training tips that are like, these training tips aren't very helpful. Like it'll say that on the screen.
Yeah.
Or it'll say friendly fire isn't. There have been a bunch of them that they had like that I thought were very funny.
There's one, there's like, stims have no addictive properties. The research has been carried out by whatever company runs this thing. So it's
who supplies the sims?
It's so funny.
The news this week was, so they have every so often, I don't know how often they do this, but you have a personal sort of direct order, which is kill 20 bugs using a shotgun or whatever. And then there's like a super order, like a grand order where they have planets and it's like liberate these two planets. And first of all, when they have the planets, when you go to do a mission on that planet, when you get done with the mission, it'll say like this planet is 0.0000003% liberated. And then you get done with your mission and it goes 0.0000004. And it just like rolls it up a little tiny bit more liberated. Mm-hmm. So the community didn't reach one of the goals this past week. And people were mad. They were like, what the hell? There were crashing issues, apparently, that people were mad about. And they were like, we got close and you should extend it or whatever. And they were like, no. Because people on Reddit were like, look, this is the way it goes in a war. Like, sometimes you're not going to succeed and they don't owe us anything. So I thought it was cool that mostly the community sort of rolled with it.
Yeah.
And the company was like, we are ashamed of you for not achieving your goals, soldiers. Yeah. You need to get back out there.
Yeah, I haven't played it enough to sort of notice those things. I know there is an overall goal, but you're already past me. But my life doesn't really suit playing video games for a long time.
Well,
at the moment,
right, you know. And that's, you know, the thing about this is that, you know, there are basically two lengths of missions. There's ones that are 15 minutes, and then there's ones that are 40 minutes, and then there are operations, I guess, that string them together.
So
you can do like a couple of them in a row or whatever it is. And I'm just now starting to understand how you get 3 stars out of 3 stars, because it's not just doing
that.
I know it's weird because they have like do these 3 things, and then you do the 3 things, but then there's, you know, you only get 1 out of 3 stars or whatever. There's like optional missions that you gotta wander around and explore to find them. So closing of nests, I think there's like 2 that are like jackpot nests or something. And so they want you to wander around and find all those. When I'm doing a mission and I'm thinking, oh, let's just do these objectives and get back on the ship, other people are wandering around doing stuff. I'm like, they're doing it for that reason. They want that 3 out of 3 stars. So I'm just like, whatever, more power to you, but I'm not too worried about it. 2 complaints I have. First of all, a really cool thing. Gender is just done with voice alone. So your male characters and your female characters look identical. So the only way you have to indicate that you're a female character is by having a different voice. When my character goes down, she's like, ah! So I thought that was pretty cool, because it's a way to, you know, give people the ability to play, you know, a character that is like them, but there's no way to make yourself, you know, there's no sexy armor in this game. Everybody is covered head to toe in like shields and helmets and stuff. The end sequences are kind of tedious. Like when you finish and the ship takes off, you have the rundown of like how you scored and how many stars you get and all that. And then like there's this going back to the main ship, and then your characters are pulled up on this little cart or whatever, and they're doing their victory poses and stuff. And it's just, it feels, I wish it would just be like, okay, the ship takes off from the planet and then you're back on your ship.
You know that when the platform shows you all 4 of you and stuff, and you're doing it. I got such a laugh out of that the first time. There's the boys. There's the boys. Hey, there's the boys doing the, you know, and it was funny, but yeah. I mean, Marsh was level 23 when I started playing it, which was like 2 weeks
ago. That's intense.
So he's way into it. So he was sort of.
And then the other thing, it's just a very minor thing, but when you have the end cutscene, it'll letterbox it. And that, like, the bottom part of the letterboxing cuts off the text chat. So it's hard to see the text chat. And it's not a big deal, the text chat. Very few people use it. But I'll always put a GG in just to be like, you know, good work, folks. GG. Thanks.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Just a minor nuisance. But overall, I am loving this game. I would say it's, you know, certainly top 3 easy game of the year. It's going to be tough right now to choose between this and Enshrouded, because they're both really good games. So.
Yeah. Yep. Nice.
Hooray for Helldivers 2. If anybody out there, you got to especially add people, and there's like this whole friend code system. The codes change constantly. So if you want to add me or Chinny,
but once you're added,
figure it out.
Yeah, once you're added, it's fine, isn't it? It's just
adding
Ante says, Ante Yu in the chat says, is Helldivers worth buying for PS5? Buying a PS5 for?
But how much is a PS5 in Australia? Because he's in Australia.
Oh, right. Australian dollars.
That's going to be even more. I can't imagine buying a console just
for PS5. Is it a PC game? Have you got a PC?
It's a PC as well. Yeah, yeah.
It's on PC too.
It's cross-platform. But, you know, if you want to buy it, what it sounds like what's going on here, Anthony, is you want a PS5 and you're justifying it. Right?
It works, by the way, it works on Steam Deck. It works fine on Steam Deck.
Nothing works on Steam. The only thing Steam Deck is good for is to play Balatro on the go. No, just end the Steam Deck, right?
No,
don't they have that for the phone?
The amount of podcasts I listen to, Stu, and they go, doesn't run on a Steam Deck.
What doesn't?
Like whatever game they're playing.
That's bullshit. They don't know what they're talking about.
Baldur's Gate 3 doesn't work.
Yeah, it does.
Dragon's Dogma 2 doesn't work.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't.
You just have to fuss with it for an hour, Chinny. That's the problem.
Baldur's Gate 3 works fine.
But it runs cack.
It doesn't. No, it runs fine. It runs absolutely fine. Bullshit, Chinny. You don't know what you're talking about.
Cack.
You're talking shite.
Anyway, Stu, go on then. Stu Pop, talk.
I'm going to talk about the... Well, before we talk about play, what we both played for, does it
You forgot the name of the bloody does teacher.
It, yeah. Does it hold up? I know, well, we've not done it for a while.
Yeah.
I've done it for a while. But yes, I'm still playing, and I'm absolutely loving this, by the way. It's so good. No, I'm not playing, Banishers. No, fuck that shit. That's gone.
Wow.
Gone, man. It's gone. Scarlet Hollow.
But it's on your list, though.
I know, but I've not really played a lot of it. Again, I barely touched it.
Take it off your fucking list, then. Take it off your list.
Scarlet Hollow has taken over my life.
So this was the sort of, what would you call it?
I played Slay the Princess, right?
Graphic visual game.
It's a visual novel. But it's got... There are a lot of choices and a lot of... outcomes and avenues you can go down. So this has got a God knows how they worked all this shit out, because this has got a lot of shit going on. And it's kind of cool. So basically it's going to be 7 episodes when it ends.
Oh yeah.
And each episode is a day. So it's a day in the game. So it's what happens on that particular day.
It's a week.
So the game lasts for it's a week in the game. Wait. Yeah.
Seven days in a week.
Seven days in a week.
In my head.
So basically, the premise of the story is your auntie has died. You've gone to Scarlet Hollow for the funeral. And obviously, you've got to be there for a week until the funeral happens. You've got to stay with your sister, Tabitha, who's just a bitch. I mean, Tabitha is... So there's this dodgy coal mine, which she manages, that your family owned. And just loads of dodgy shit going down. And then on top of that, there's a layer of supernatural stuff going on as well. So there's all this weird supernatural shit going down. Shit has gone down in the past. Your family's done some heinous stuff. Just great. The choices are brilliant.
It's so great the way your family's done some horrible shit.
I know. But no, the story, the character development, you can be, right, Chinny, you'd love this, right? Because you can either be nice.
To read.
I don't know.
Or you can be a total twat and just be an absolute ass to everybody.
Kill everyone in a city with a push of a button.
Yeah, exactly.
Look in a mirror, and do you actually think that...
No, you'd hate this. No, you would hate this game.
Correct.
You would hate it, but
you can be pure evil is the part that he thinks you
are. Yeah. You'd definitely like the fact that you can be purely evil if you want to be. Yeah, you'd just be a fucking twat to everybody you meet.
Definitely.
What's cool about this is it. I'll be honest, right? And I've played a lot of video games in my lifetime.
Yes,
16 years we've been doing this show.
16 years, but
and lots of games before that.
This is the closest to reading a proper book.
Okay.
In a video game format that I have played, just everything about it. I just want to find out what's going to happen next. It's so well written, and it doesn't hold back. You know, you think it's going to be tame because of its presentation and stuff, but some girl character in it just got a foot crushed and had to have it amputated. You know what I mean? It's like because of something you did. that's pretty bad. That is, she lost a foot. But she could have died as well. I reckon that character could have died
really
if I didn't
need a
do
foot,
what it did.
To be fair.
Well, I guess she's alive, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
But it does give you these sort of almost life or death decisions to make.
Ooh.
You know, where you've got to make a decision and you're not sure what the outcome might be depending on what you choose. And
yes,
I like it. I really, really like it. I genuinely think there are consequences to...
Do you like it, Stu?
I love this game. So good.
And the name of the game is
Scarlet Hollow. Scarlet Hollow. It's on the Steam sale. It's 12 quid.
12 quid?
12
for
quid.
A book.
And it's basically, but it's more than a book because you really, it is like a make your own
adventure
game.
It's like a book
game.
That you play.
It is. It's so good.
Like a video game.
You know,
well,
like
written.
Every video game. Yeah.
Well,
I know
kinda,
it's different.
I
know it's different. I know
You're
it's
just
different.
Joking.
Just joking. Yanking
but the presentation's out. So good. The characters are so well drawn.
Can we get, we're on the BBC, Stu.
Yeah.
And you're the positive and I'm the negative because you're saying like, oh, it's so good.
I don't really buy Chinny as a negative, though.
All I'm seeing here is like a scene of a fucking fence and a van, and the characters are there. One's on the left, one's on
the
right.
Chinny?
And there's some dialogue on the bottom. And then all of a sudden, the characters fucked off. And now you're just seeing some scenes, some text on the bottom. It just looks like, I don't know, one of those old DS games where you just went through and chose some dialogue. Hotel Dusk. and it's just Phoenix Wright cutscenes and just no, Stu.
Well, it's a book. It's a, if you don't read books, you're not gonna like this game.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like it. Just looks.
Well, if there's going to be graphics, just showing a fence and a van, to be fair, isn't that interesting? There is, now there's people
there
on the screen.
There is animation.
Now.
There is animation.
It looks like
there
it was painted in Paint, the Microsoft
no,
software.
No, the graphics are okay.
It does not. This is all hand drawn. Stop.
Yeah, in Paint. Have you seen some of the people drawing Paint?
It is not drawn in Paint.
It's not.
Some people are. Some people are very good in Paint.
Chinny, this is not drawn in Paint.
All right.
This is like saying you're using
a
VHS camcorder to do your films with for work.
Yeah, well, I wish I did.
Yeah. Maybe you do.
All right. Anything else to say about Sleepy Hollow?
No, just play it. I think everybody, if you like books, play this game because it's great.
Any books. If you like paper.
Yeah, if you like a book.
If you like paper.
If you like a supernatural thriller with some interesting characters and you're a nerd.
Yeah,
this is a game for you guys because I love that. I'm on. By the way, I'm on day
Big
4.
Head
I'm
episode 4.
I finished episode 3 tonight, just before the show.
All right, so you're 3 days in.
I'm 3 days in. Well, four. Right. I'm on the fourth day. I'm on the fourth day, and some shit has gone down. Can I just say?
Okay. Yeah. No.
Duke, you go, and then me and Stu will do the old.
Does it hold up?
Yeah. Right. So. I've made it my mission. First of all, the Steam sale came and went, and I should have bought. What was I looking at that I should have bought? I was thinking about buying it. And I'm like, it'll probably. The Steam sale's not going to finish by tomorrow. And then it finished, and I was like, damn it, I was going to buy that game. Anyway, I didn't get a chance to buy it. So I was like, all right, let me go see what demos are popular on Steam. There's one called Age of Water, The First Voyage. Ooh. This is like the thing now. When you instead of putting a demo out, you put like the first chapter or prologue or, you know. Whatever.
Hola.
So, The First Voyage.
First Voyage.
Let me put you in this game, all right? You ready?
I'm ready.
There's an opening. It's not a cinematic. It's just an image of, you know, you see Waterworld?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Waterworld. And like... This really is the way it's described, and I'm trying to get the voice perfect. He goes, when the global ice caps melted, water was everywhere. Cities were drowned. Even mountains were swallowed up by the ocean. The most ruthless people survived on skyscrapers and then took to the oceans in boats. The most ruthless of these gangs established a new civilization with the law of the ocean. It's a brutal existence. Like, the voice is, like, so happy and upbeat, but they're describing some Mad Max apocalyptic shit. And I'm like, wait a minute. Pick a fucking lane, dude. Which is it? Are you going to have a cheery, upbeat vocal?
And then, Guy gouged his eyes out with a spoon. Said, fuck you, dickhead. And everybody clapped.
Right. Mm. So, it was very strange. And they just dumped you in. I mean,
from?
At least in this... Yeah, exactly. and why are there like where are the ducks? Like Eddie Izzard famously had a thing about Noah's Ark and like the ducks floating around on the water, looking up at the dogs and lions and shit. Like, what are you doing up there? anyway,
yeah. Oh wow, it's the video that we're using to stream. It's just showed up the game, and it's you're in like this very modern looking. Lifeboat. So
you're in a motorboat, exactly.
Like I was expecting just... Waterworld with the sails and like right. You know.
I guess I shouldn't use Waterworld as an example. But,
and then like a map on a little girl's back for some reason. I don't know why that was there.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to get a piece of dirt or whatever. So you're just on a boat and like you're just driving around and there's this woman who's like, "Hi, I'm." Kitty Sark, and the person's
Kitty
like
Sark?
Named after the pirate. She's like, no, named after the bottle. Like my parents found a bottle and it had a real cork in it, and so they sold the cork and they reused the piece of paper with the note inside, and they called me after what was on the label. And again, she's real cheery and upbeat, and it's like this is a post-apocalyptic hellscape where everyone's killing each other.
What was her
like,
sister's name?
Like
Rock.
No, her sister's name was 7-Eleven. Anyway, yes. So she goes, She's like, who are you? And you're like, And she goes, oh, you must be a newbie with amnesia. I said, oh, God. Again, self-aware, very funny. No, fucking tedious as shit. Like, give me a break. So she joins
And my brother
crew.
Here, Coca-Cola.
Yeah, exactly. 7-0.
The gods must be crazy. So you then she takes you to this oil rig where someone set up a little shop and she's like, hi, welcome. I'm Susie May and I'm here to help. She's like, oh, God, would you get some real
It sounds like
actors?
A lovely place.
It's yeah, sounds like just, a, God, awful.
I've got to say, this game looks terrible.
It does
it's
look awful.
Not
it just
fun.
Looks shit. It just looks
like
terrible.
The mechanics. Are, look, the water looks good. The boat mechanics.
Yeah,
are,
the
you
water
know,
looks good.
Driving around on the water and you fight pirates and shit with a machine gun and stuff and like that's all fine, but the rest of the game is just so
I love how the characters in the boat don't budge or move.
They don't move.
They're just
like
standing there and
they're just so rigid. They look like mannequins on a boat.
Yeah, they look like Sabutio men, don't they? I mean, Jesus Christ, what the hell is
this? So it's a big hell no for me on this game.
Yeah, it looks like a hell no.
Yeah.
I can't believe you've spent more than 5 minutes talking about it, to be honest.
Yeah, well.
Well, you talked about a bloody
done. Yeah.
Bloody.
You talked about Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, but that's good. By the way, can I just say that has got
the graphics on this game are better than the graphics in Sleepy Hollow. Let's not kid ourselves.
Scarlet Hollow.
I wish. You know what I wish, Stu? I could ban review sites for you. Because you look at them so much.
I don't. No, I didn't look at any
every week you talk about them.
Game.
How's that?
I just
yeah, you've
to
looked
agree
since
that
though.
It's,
since,
it's very
since
positive
yeah.
on Steve, and I agree because it's
so you're,
fucking
you're like,
great
everybody
narrative.
Else agrees with me. That's your argument. Everybody else agrees
no,
with me.
No, I'm just saying that universally it is acclaimed and well-regarded. I bet this...
Yeah, that's exactly
isn't.
What I'm saying is
yeah,
everybody
but
else agrees
if you
agrees
look, at
with me.
Look at what people think of this piece of
I couldn't
shit.
I couldn't give a fuck what everybody else
I'm fucking telling you.
Well, since you asked, Stu, the Steam reviews for this first voyage are very positive.
Well, they're fucking idiots.
So put that
they're
in the
idiots.
Pipe and smoke it.
I only care what I think, what you think, Stu, and what Duke thinks.
No, I mean, look, I'll give Stu his due. I am generally interested that, that the people who played this game, if they actually played it, found it very positive because I did not find it very positive. But that doesn't mean I'm going to think it's positive. It's not, that's the correct way to think about this. It's just a minor piece of trivia that I find interesting. The end.
Okay.
Right. So what's next? Dude, I want to talk about this mapless game.
Does it hold up?
Does it fucking hold up?
Does it hold up?
Does it hold up? It's true.
This
does
is where
it hold
they
up?
Play an older game and they talk about whether it holds up.
10 years old.
So far it does hold up. It does hold up.
We're playing Uncharted 3. What's the bloody tagline to it? I can't remember.
It's something Drake's Deception, is it? I don't know.
Drake on reception.
Drake's Deception, I think
Drake's
it is.
Drake's covering reception while the
Drake's covering reception.
Drake's a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, Drake is having a bath. We're playing Uncharted
and jerking off in the closet. I just abandoned the pretense.
It's Drake's
down.
Something.
Drake's getting a lot of women pregnant. Okay. That's the cover of one of his albums.
That really threw me off then. Sorry. Right. No, not music.
Oh, it we is Drake's Deception. I was right.
Yeah. Drake on reception.
Okay. Right.
Right. Okay. So, We start off. Where do we bloody start off?
We start off in a
bar.
Fucking West End pub.
In a pub.
Get your knees up. Get your knees up.
Get your fucking knees up in a pub, and we have a bit of a boxing match, bit of a fight.
You see what this introduced, and I remember this when this came out. It was this contextual stuff, didn't it? If you were near something, you would then use that as a weapon, or you could whap someone's head into the bar top and
correct
stuff like that. And then we've got a guy called Cutter, who's obviously Jason Statham, can we just say?
Yeah, definitely Jason Statham. Yeah, I remember the contextual takedowns though. There was another game that came out that loved contextual
takedowns. Yeah.
Do you remember what that game was? Came out 2010.
I feel like I should know this. And I probably will as soon as you say it, but I can't think off the top of my head.
Splinter Cell Conviction.
Oh, yeah, it did. Oh, wow. Yeah, it did.
They bloody loved it. And also, I think, remember the Bourne game? The Bourne Ultimatum?
Yes, I do.
That also liked that as well. And that's all roughly around the same time.
Yeah.
Anywho, so we saw in a bloody pub. Can we, can I, look, I don't want to be a nerd about this. I don't want to be pedantic about
it. Be a nerd, be a nerd.
But the pool table is wrong. Right, as just because I'm somebody who plays snooker a lot, and I know I'm a billiard sport.
I wasn't really looking that closely at it. What are the problems, Ginny, with it?
Stu, what are the colours of the balls in a British pool table?
Oh yeah, red and yellow. Red and yellow. You do occasionally get dots and stripes.
Very occasionally. Not in a British pub though.
I've played in a British pub with dots and stripes.
Well, that pub should be burnt down, right? Because the only place that you get American pool with the stripes and stuff is usually in pool halls and things like that.
But yeah, in a British pub, red and yellow.
So didn't like that, hated that. But the rest of it, loved. We start in London. Every character in the game, in the pub, he's fucking bald. Why are they all bald?
Because of gangsters, the West End gangsters, aren't they?
Honestly, all these guys, Turkey is going to make a fucking killing out of these guys because they're all going to get hair transplants within a year. Like, they're all bald. Why are they all bald? It's the same bloke.
Oh, they wear a flat cap. Some of them got flat caps on.
The character models, it's like, we've only got one character model, so we'll put one in a hat and we'll put one with a different jacket and no one will ever notice. But really, I thought, shoot, good intro, funny. You know,
oh, it's great. Good, it's funny, really well done as well.
Yeah,
and it's always great when you recognize locations and you think, oh yeah, there's a gherkin and there's there's a telephone box which has a defib in these days. The red telephone box had the wrong handle as well as the...
Yeah, see, we're just picking this game apart now, right? They're just...
Wrong handles. You don't have those
Did they even go to London to do this?
Do you know what a fucking red telephone box looked like?
But I do like the bit where... Cause it just shows how funny Drake is. It's like when he's beating Jason Statham up in the toilet, like he goes... You know, something, mate. So he uses the word mate as like a kind of like a joke because everybody says mate in London. Yeah, the British guy who shoots them, because they end up in an alleyway, don't they?
That's Cutter, who's the other Jason Statham. In fact, everyone looks like Jason.
Everybody's
Statham.
There's about 16 Jason Stathams in this intro. Right, I don't know why. But the woman walks up. I don't know. She's behind the whole. She wants the ring. That's the whole thing.
Obviously what's her face. What's her name? The really famous British actress. Spinning loads of shit, always gets naked. Can't think what she's called now.
Margaret Thatcher?
No. No.
She's always getting naked.
She was in The Thief, The Cook, The Wife and His Lover, or whatever it was called.
What are you talking about? Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren. She looks like Helen Mirren, doesn't she? Obviously.
Helen Mirren. Is she always naked, Helen Mirren?
Yeah, she's always getting her tits out. She gets her tits out in a lot of movies. She does.
Maybe earlier she did, but she doesn't in Gosford Park. She doesn't in Red. She doesn't in anything she's been in lately.
She has no.
What was the last movie she did where she was getting naked?
I don't know, but she's always getting naked.
Does she get naked in this? Well, it's not Helen Mirren.
No, I've not seen it yet, but she does look like Helen Mirren.
She does a bit, yeah. So, yes, and that's all good. Then chapter two, we get young Drake. We get a flashback,
we do.
And we sort of see how Drake meets Sully. And it's really weird what happens at the start of this because, like, Sully's like saying, I'm going to bloody get you and all this sort of stuff. And Drake says, it would look a bit funny, an old man going after a boy. He threatens him to be a pedo.
He says,
if you don't leave me alone, I'm going to call you a pedo, basically.
Yeah, he does.
Which I thought was very, very strange. But we get the story of how Drake
how they met, how he became his protege.
But how he gets the ring around his...
Oh, yeah, as well. Because in the earlier games, the impression he gives is it was passed down through his family. He was like a descendant of Drake.
Yeah.
And that's the reason he has the ring around his neck, which it turns out is he just stole it. He was a fucking thief.
Yeah, because he's a thief. Like, the clue's in the name, you know. Like, it's right there. And the Helen Mirren sort of catches him and gives him a great slap. Like a really
Yeah, she does. Yeah, proper
slap.
Like, woo.
and I know this is young Drake, but if there's somebody who really deserves a good slap, it's Nathan Drake.
Yeah, it is. And there's a line, and I can't remember, there's a line where he does something really violent and someone says to him, "Yo, you really enjoy this," or something like that. And I was like, yeah, it's totally true. He's a psycho.
He's always been like that.
Yeah, total psycho.
Oh, yeah, and like Drake, because like he's a kid, right? I don't know, what is he about? Like 16, 17
something like that.
He pushes a guy off the roof, right, as a kid.
Yeah, right? Yeah, he does. And he has no problems with killing
there's
people.
There's no like, you see what happens to that guy. But even if that guy lived, definitely paralyzed. Definitely.
Well, he
like,
definitely doesn't live. Come on, let's be honest.
But like, even if he did, he would be paralyzed. It's like him, you know, the Batman games where he never kills anyone. He's definitely given somebody a concussion, like, and they can't walk anymore. Yeah, stuff. Like, it's just never mentioned. It's never mentioned. And then chapter three, Shu, we get the sort of chase sequence where
sort of chase. Isn't that the bit where you go to the library? You sort of go underground, don't you?
The chase is the young Drake, like they're chasing after.
Oh, right, okay. Is that still in the same chat with the young Drake?
Well, it's the third chapter technically, but the young Drake.
Can we just say we haven't mentioned again? I mean, this is still on PS3 when this came out.
Yeah.
And this looks again better again than Uncharted 2. It's amazing.
But this has been touched up though.
Yeah, no, again, I totally agree with that, but I remember at the time thinking, God, they do, you know, it's amazing how they're still getting more and more performance out of this old console.
They squeeze it out,
just incredible, really.
This chase sequence that we're on, the bit where you're running through on the roofs and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little janky.
Yeah, there was a couple of times I got stuck.
Yeah, like some, you know, I didn't know I had to run there or jump this.
Yeah, or which way to go.
Which way to go. I didn't get it the first time. And I mean, that's always the case with a chase sequence like this. Is like, if you get it wrong, it's sort of...
It really breaks the immersion, doesn't it? Because it's like, it's meant to look cool, and it does.
Yeah, it does look cool.
Until you fuck it up. It
doesn't really matter that much. But yeah, it's nice to see sort of how they got together, isn't it, Drake and Sully? It's kind of cool to sort of see it. But I don't know, really. So then chapter four, we're back in London.
Yeah, we're back in London, following the car after she's... Is that before or after you? Yeah, because you get shot, don't you, when you come out of the pub?
Yeah, you get shot, so you think.
Yeah,
dead,
we didn't mention that, did we? No, it gives you. Oh my God, the dead at the beginning of the game. How's it going to be a game anymore?
Yeah. Spoilers, they're not dead. They're fine.
No, they're not dead.
And it turns out.
Butcher was in on it.
The guy who shot you, Jason Statham.
Jason Statham, he was
actually.
He's part of your gang.
He's part of your gang. He was all right. He was a good guy.
He was a double agent.
And. They never mention how they did it. I think it would have been squibs or like paintball.
They're just squibs, aren't they, guess. But timing was great because it did look like they'd been shot.
No, I liked all that fake gun stuff. I thought that's great. That's all good stuff.
Good planning, good planning.
Chloe's back in chapter four.
Yeah, do you know what's kind of interesting?
Sexy Australian Chloe. Yeah.
Chloe's Elena again. Is missing in action at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, that's true, because we see Chloe first, and then you think,
and same in Uncharted 2.
Yeah. But she's back, so she's sort of like the Australian sort of lady.
Because they were all loved up at the end of Uncharted 2. What happened? Where's Elena?
Where are they? We don't know.
He's always with the dodgy characters, isn't he? That's who he's... He's like, can't help himself.
I don't remember what happens. Do we know if Cutter makes it? Because he's not a character that I remember at all.
I don't know. I can't. I mean, this is so long since I played, and I only ever played this once. I only played it when it came out.
Yeah.
So I don't remember.
So we have to trace a car to a garage, and then we find out that the garage has got a secret door.
And I'll tell you what, though, it's a good job they're not in that garage, because the fucking amount of noise you make outside, they would have definitely known you were there. Yeah, he's like banging and messing about, and something falls off, and I'm like, it's a good job they're not inside there, because they would have been out with machine guns shooting your ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They would have just been killing you.
So you're sort of an abandoned London Underground sort of environment, aren't you? So you shoot your way through that. And then there's a cutscene towards the end of chapter 5 where Jason Statham, Cutter, we call him Jason Statham. That's Jason Statham,
because that's who he is.
Every time he talks, Nathan Drake just goes, ugh. Look, why does he hate him so much?
Because he's a Cockney. He's a Cockney
Maybe.
Gangster.
But like, I don't know why, but every time he talks, Nathan's like, shut up, dickhead.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He just hates him. And I don't know why.
I think he just looks down on him. He's like, he's a bit thick or something.
I don't know why. But so far, it's great. I feel like 3 is sort of the forgotten one in a way.
But we also forget how good these games were.
Oh, they're brilliant.
We just forget.
Uncharted 1 is like, everybody sort of was like respects Uncharted 1 because, you know, it was the first one. So, you know, well done. 2 is the one that everybody loves.
Everyone remembers 2.
3 is the one that, like, how's it going to follow 2? And it kind of did well from memory. I remember thinking that was absolutely brilliant. But no one really talks about 3 that much.
Everybody talks about 4 for that matter. I mean, well, I think
4 is held in very high regard, but 2 is the one, definitely the highlight that everybody talks about. But so it's interesting to play this and go, actually, this isn't any worse nor better than 2. This is like, it carries on. It's just going.
Well, I just think the opening is great. I mean, you're never going to beat that climbing up the train opening of 2, are you?
No,
you're just never going to beat that.
Just never going to beat
it. But this is still great. It's still a great opening.
Brilliant. Yeah. I really like it. And it's nice that they didn't, because they could have done that opening again. You know, that Uncharted 2 climb up a train.
Yeah.
They didn't do that. They completely like just avoid trying to one up,
try to out, yeah,
yeah, you know, like let's do a flash forward.
We gotta take it
Drake,
forward, even
because
more
there is
a extreme.
There is an iconic moment in Uncharted 3, I think, that everybody remembers, which is where he falls out of a plane, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They could have done that with this game. They could have started with that and then gone,
yeah.
No, we'll go back. But they didn't, and I think that's like to their absolute credit. I think it's a good, strong opening. It's funny. It's not this big grand gesture where he's doing some mad stunt. He's in a little British pub and he's just having a fucking brawl, right?
Yeah, having a big fight.
Yeah, and I like that.
Fight in the toilet. We didn't really talk too much about that. He's just great, you know, when you're fighting
funny.
The big massive dude.
It's really
it?
Funny.
It's just great. The way he sort of finishes it at the end as well is just brilliant. So well done.
I remember the reason why there's so much fighting is because I think one of the criticisms of the Uncharted games was the combat.
Shooting.
You know, the hand,
all
no,
shooting.
The hand-to-hand. Yeah, it was too much shooting and hand-to-hand combat was really bad. And it wasn't great, was it, in Uncharted?
No,
one,
it wasn't.
It wasn't. So I think they made like this huge effort.
Well, this is
bad.
A game where... You know, where you talk about feature creep and it's just like doing it for the sake of doing it. But I think the stuff they added to this game compared to 2 and obviously 1 was massive improvements. You know what I mean? It wasn't just for the sake of doing it. It actually made sense. And they didn't add loads of shit you didn't need. You know, they just made stuff more streamlined and better.
Yeah, definitely.
I love it. I mean, I'm really enjoying it. And I forget, like I say, what a good game, like a really good game is, don't you? Until you play it again.
Yeah.
It's like when we did all the Mass Effect series. You just forget how great that is.
Amazing. So we're at the start of chapter 6. So
well, I finished chapter 6. I went to the end of it because I'm never too sure. Do you mean up to chapter 6 to the end?
I specifically said in the text.
Well, we'll talk about that next week. It's fine.
Oh my God, let me read the text.
I'm so sorry. I don't know. You just said up to chapter 6. So
no,
like,
I didn't. I don't
so
know.
Like,
you.
This is chapter 6. I don't know.
This is the text, right? I said.
Go on, what did he say?
Things were just about to start getting crazy gonads.
Okay, I said, Stu texted me saying, are we starting Uncharted 3 this week?
Yeah, I
said, yes, can do, full stop. Yeah. There are quite a few chapters. Maybe we should aim to do 5. And then I followed by, finish chapter 5.
Oh, maybe I did do up to the end of chapter 5 then. I don't know. I can't remember. I thought I'd done up to the end of chapter 6. I may have done it. Who knows?
So basically, chapter 6 starts and you're in France.
Yeah, no. That's what I did. I didn't do... Okay. I haven't completed it. I just started that. Yeah,
right.
Where you're in like...
So Stu...
Where he says... The beginning of he says, why does it even look like a jungle in France?
That's right. So, Stewpot, I'm going to say this very clearly.
Yes.
We're going to finish chapter 10.
Okay.
But not progress any further in chapter 11.
By the way, By the way, this game is short. There's a full playthrough here is 5 hours long. 5 hours, 42 minutes.
This is part one.
No. Is this part one? Oh, I thought this was the whole... No. Uncharted 3 gameplay, full game, 5 hours, 42 minutes.
Well, yeah, but some people speedrun it, don't they? That's about,
no, this is just a normal playthrough. This isn't a speedrun of
some
it.
Some people
this
skip is... cutscenes. I don't know.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, though. So I reckon it's probably going to... It's going to take us about 8 hours, I would have said.
Yeah, I don't think it's as long as two.
No.
But we'll see.
Uncharted 3, yeah. 9 hours. Okay, we're done.
Yeah, so I said anything about else? 8 hours.
No, that's it. So we're going to play chapter 6 to 10, not
6
11.
6 to 10, next not week. 11, not 11.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, two more things for me to talk about. One is Guild Wars 2. I've been
Can I just say, it's 20 past 10 now, Duke, and we've still got to do speak pipes and emails.
Okay,
so.
Well, then I'll come back to those things next week then.
It's all the Discord stuff. We'll come back to those next week. It's all the Discord.
Uncharted 3, but yeah. Okay, so we're doing emails then?
We are doing emails. Yeah,
yeah. I love that. We got no time. Shut up, Duke.
I'm sorry.
Whoa, that ruled.
We'll have to start at like 6 o'clock next
week. No, the last thing we need to do is talk about it more. We're pressed for time. Go.
Let's start earlier. This is from Tainted Brain. Earlier. Tainted Brain, and he says, How many do you?
Okay.
Many games do you guys play at the same time, aside from the demos for the podcast? So
I've usually got about that. 3 in regular rotation.
Yeah, same. Probably
so not including
3.
The demo?
Not including the demo.
Like the Play My Game bitch.
Yeah, not including the Play My Game bitch.
And I'm guessing not including the Does It Hold Up thing.
Does It Hold Up? Well, you are playing that as a game, aren't you? You're not just playing it once. So
does it include that or not? I don't know.
I would have included that because it's you're playing it, aren't
you? So in that case, 2, but really it's usually just like maybe 2 usually. Like if it wasn't for Uncharted 3, I'd be playing Helldivers and I'd be playing Alan Wake 2. Like two is the max. Yeah.
You see, I'm as you know the biggest rotator. I'm probably on about 3 at once, and then I'll put one down to play something else. And
you're
I'll
a dirty slag.
I am. I play loads of stuff.
You're a gaming slag.
I get bored quickly, and I'm like, oh, what else can I play?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be starting another game this week. By the way, I will come
slag.
To that. I know. I'll come to that next.
You
week.
Got if you. You should have gaming STDs with how many you got.
What about you, Duke? How many do you
have? Yeah, I've usually got 3. I mean, I had more this week, but I'm not allowed to talk about them. So.
No, don't worry. You'll get to talk about them next week.
When will I ever talk about Guild Wars 2?
Oh,
Duke,
exactly.
Can you stop talking? Because
I know.
Typically, I would only play one at a time, finish it, and move on. Recently, I started playing 2 at a time in a foolish attempt to see if I could finish more games, Doom Eternal and Unpacking at the moment. You see, that's a good balance, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 2 different
games. Well, yeah, and that's the thing, is that like I've got Rocket League over here, and then when I'm feeling chill, I'll do the Electronic Lab bullshit game.
Yeah.
And then Guild Wars 2 is totally chill.
Oh, you can't talk about Guild Wars 2?
Sorry, I can't talk about it.
Sure, but you're not allowed to talk about that. Yeah. Then just the other day, 2 games I wanted to play were suddenly leaving PS Plus, Outer Wilds and Ghostwire Tokyo.
Get to it.
So when I found out, I disconnected the PS5 from the internet, changed the date, changed the date on the PS5 back a month, and the 2 that were supposedly, well, they didn't. And I've started playing them. So he's offline now on his PS5.
He's hacked the system.
Playing the
man.
2 games until he finishes them within the month that he's got now, that by like adding an extra month to. I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't know that was something you could do.
Well, how are they going to know?
I didn't think it was possible
actually,
these days because I thought everything was
Wi-Fi.
I thought you had to play it online. Because as soon as your internet disconnects on the Xbox, like, you know, to be connected to the internet.
Yeah, it doesn't have none of that shit.
Resume watching.
So now I'm on 4 games. So anyway, how many games do you guys play at the same time? Thanks, all. Well, we've answered that. So thank you, Tainted. And the next email this evening is from Jason.
Jason.
Yes. Yeah. And he says, shape of a snake and smooth. Shape of a snake and smooth.
Gross.
Hey. Are any of your listeners from Bristol?
Probably.
Because
I think, isn't Phil Olsen from Bristol? No, he's from Derby. I don't know whether I've heard anyone with a Bristol accent that I've met.
The famous stool chart needs a few additions. The Bristol chart. I see what he did there. Do you know what the Bristol chart is, either of you two?
No.
So basically, the Bristol chart is what they use in medical settings to assess your stools, basically, but with what they are and what it might mean a medical point of view.
Gotcha.
I see.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Yeah. I see that the card game you guys are playing has sold 1 million copies. Not bad. Inscription has sold more, but it's been out for a few years. You guys should definitely try it. It's Devolver, Pony Island guy, and it is really good.
Neil from the Seal podcast loves Inscription, and he kept on telling me to play it.
I
but
know nothing about Inscription.
Maybe we should try it. I don't know. Chinny's excitement for the new Helldivers almost caused me to buy a PS5. Chinny, what are you doing?
I don't know. Like, how many people have said, I'm buying it? You know,
oh, my God.
At least about three.
I know. But the pro comes holiday, and with all these layoffs, there may not be anything else to play on it. The original Helldivers was amazing. Thank you, Eric, for trying Pentiment. Stu, you can bite a rotten banana. He barely gives it a shot. And I know, Chinny, you can't read, but in the menu, you can choose for it to be read aloud. A la fucking Alexa, who knew? Some may say it's a bit posh or snooty, but I played the game from beginning to end, and I assure you that is exactly what the game is about. Class, beliefs, truth, and lies. Mm-hmm. It's about time. And how everything true or false may be changed for the history books. But it's also about family, friends, and surviving corrupt times. A bit like today. I like that the game takes place over generations. You really get a sense of truth. AI is changing everything, burning books, writing over them, and streaming deep fakes. Many people don't read books or play snooty video games. I'd say stick to your COD. But that no Russian scene may have just Simpsoned the entire world. Goodbye, skinny humans. The silver lining is deep with the Bristol stool chart. Study it hard. We'll get through this shit somehow. Thanks for reading my email, I guess.
What game was that from, Skinny Human? Oh, no. That's from Spaceman. That movie sucked.
Oh, yeah. He hated that film, didn't he? I remember him saying that. Hated it.
But we watched a really good documentary film this past weekend, and I would tell you about it, but we don't have time. All right.
You have no time.
Speak pipe.
Okay.
Time for speak pipe.
Speak pipe.
It's the way to leave a message for us. Crap.
All right. Here comes something from St. Diesel.
Hey,
says no.
It's St. Diesel back again. This week I've been trading a lot of stuff at CEX here in the UK. Blu-rays, DVDs, games. And if anyone doesn't know, CEX is a shop where you can trade in electronic goods for money or for credit. I took the money this time. But one of the games I traded in was Elden Ring, which I had on the Xbox One. And I did buy it about a month after it originally came out, 2 years ago. And I put about 20 hours into it. I gave up on it then. But I recently traded in some stuff and got Elden Ring again. And I put about 30 hours into it this time, so about 50, 55 hours over a couple of years. And I really wanted to love the game. I loved the look of the game, the idea of the game, the characters, the whole world and the story, you know, however confusing it may be. But I'm a RPG fan in general, but... I think the basic line is that I don't think I was good enough to beat the game. I looked at playthroughs online and everyone always seemed to be doing better than I was. But there you go. I gave up on the game and I just wondered, is there a game or a franchise which you gave up on, which you really wanted to love, but there's just something about it which didn't gel with you and you gave up on it. And that's it for this week.
That's a good question. I'm trying to think of a game.
I'll say, you know, I mentioned last week, Indivisible. I wanted to love because I like the characters, but the platforming and the combat was kind of a pain in the ass. So,
There's a game. I cannot think of the name of it.
No More Heroes 3.
I got it. Darksiders. Remember Darksiders? Oh,
yeah. I do remember Darksiders.
So I loved Darksiders 1. Loved it. Yeah, right? And then Darksiders 2 came out, and I fucking hated it. It was so boring and slow, and I was just like, oh my. The first one was like a Zelda clone slash a bit of God of War, a bit of Metroidvania in there. It was brilliant. And the second one just totally missed the mark. And there is a 3, but never tried it. But man, I just gave up on it. I guess so. But then, no, it got taken off because I think no one who owns the rights to it.
Oh,
like
one of those.
One of those. Yeah. So yeah, I think it got taken away apparently. Yeah. But no. Darksiders. Yeah. Two.
Wanted to love it, but you just couldn't.
Just couldn't.
I'm not sure I can think of one, to be honest. A game where, like, I thought I was going to love it, and then when I played it,
I've got another one. Yakuza 0.
Oh, you see, I love Yakuza, so you're never going to. Yeah.
No, I suppose I didn't want to love it, but I was like, everybody loves these games. Like,
yeah.
I'll tell you one that I was disappointed by. Pillars of Eternity was made by Obsidian. They hadn't done a game. Sort of an isometric RPG for many, many years. And I was very excited. I actually kickstarted that game, and I was so stoked. And then it just turned out to be one of these. And maybe this was the way all isometric RPGs were back in the day. But like, if you didn't get your characters to a certain level at a certain point in the game, you're fucked because you had to be strong enough to fight a certain monster. And there was no like wandering around to level up. You know what I mean? And maybe I was bad at the game or something, but I'm not used to being good or bad at RPGs. You know what I mean? So that just really disappointed me. And then the second one came along and I was like, I didn't like the first one. I don't think I'm gonna like the second one. It's a shame.
I have just thought of one, but I'm trying to remember what it's bloody called.
Say words, Steve.
The Studio Ghibli game. What was that called?
Ni No Kuni.
I really wanted to love that game. Yeah. But I just, and Ni No Kuni 2, you know, when I played that not that long ago, and I was just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I was expecting this amazing, and they have this weird overworld thing that was just didn't like at all.
I told you
all.
I had a student who bought me Ni No Kuni because they were like, you've got to play this. And I was like, and I did. I was like, it's all right. It's like that scene in Brooklyn Nine-Nine when Pimento finally sees Memento, and he's like, it's all right.
Chris MJW loves Ni No Kuni.
It does. I just didn't get on with it.
I don't want little monsters doing my fighting for me. Let me do the fighting. That's why I play RPGs.
Yeah.
Play the monsters fighting for me. I'll do Pokemon.
I love the presentation and I love the characters and stuff. I just didn't like the game. Didn't like the game.
More of a game than just what you look at and who you hear from.
I know. And I know people love this game, and I know it's probably just me, but it's not for me.
I'll tell you know what? Now that I think of it, I wanted to love Stanley Parable, and I just fucking.
I quite like the Stanley Parable. But you're wrong. You're wrong. Yeah.
All right. That's the Speak Pipes. Anything else? Shout outs?
Nope. No. Let's do some shout outs. Yeah, let's do that.
It's time for a shout out. Hey!
Shout out. This is what I'm going to say for my shout out tonight. If this is the first time you're listening to the show and wondering what the fuck you just stumbled into.
Sorry.
Fuck off. I just want to make it quite clear. We don't normally do a load of Discord questions at the beginning.
And we don't normally tell me to shut up and not talk.
And we don't normally tell Duke to shut up halfway.
This is a weird episode.
Actually, we do. We do that sometimes. But
usually I get to go through the games I've played without being censored.
You do. It's very rarely. But we don't try and go too long.
No.
So it's been a bit of a weird show. So if this is your first experience with us, stick with us because next week it will be more back to normal.
Right.
As normal as we can be. We're not really usually very normal at all. But, normal as we can be.
If they've got new listeners, they won't be listening this fast, Jay.
No, they probably didn't get as far as this, to be fair. But you never know. They might have powered through.
Yeah.
They might have powered through to it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Stu, any other shout outs?
No, that's it.
Chinny?
That's it. I'm done.
Easy one for me. I'm going to shout out the wife.
All right. Okay. Why, she allows you to play video games this week? Is that what it is?
No. Says the man that only plays video games when he's on his days off because his wife's not at home.
But I have loads of time, man.
Because you have days off.
That's true.
What are they?
I only work 4 days a week. 4 days.
Move the crisps. There you go. Look,
I'm sorry.
It's Tara's birthday on
Yay!
Tuesday.
Happy birthday, Tara.
Happy birthday, Tara. What
we're
are you doing
a little. We're doing a little trip to.
Nice.
We've been to this place many times. It's only 40 minutes away from us. The birthplace of William Shakespeare.
Oh, you got Stratford. You know, I nearly just said Stratford upon Avon before you said it.
We love it there. We're
always
there.
You go a lot. Yeah, you go, we a go lot. A lot.
We go at least, I don't know, like two, three.
It's a lovely,
you know,
place. I like Stratford.
You know what? We never do anything Shakespeare-y like when we're there. Like I was like, oh yeah, Shakespeare was born here. Like, but it's just a nice place.
Area. Yeah.
It's just a nice call by the river. Cool. And but we got a little hotel, and we're gonna take Rosa with us this time. So we're gonna take her.
How old is Rosa now? How old is she?
She is 5.5 months.
Okay, now nearly 6 months old. That is mental.
Her newest thing is doing this noise. Like that. That's a new thing. She loves that.
Kids are great. When you learn stuff, it's just
but every day is like a, oh my gosh, you can do that now. You know, she reaches for things and she
is she crawling yet? Is she on the
No, she oh my god, she was so close to rolling over today.
Like, yeah, I was gonna say she must be getting to that stage now where
really
she's
close,
about to get mobile.
Like, she goes for stuff. Do you know what I mean? The problem with her is that she doesn't miss a fucking thing. Like,
oh no, they're very astute.
We got this like little heater thing in the bathroom. So it's not the radiator, it's like a heat blower that's on the wall, right? Then you pull this cord and it just gives you a bit of heat when you're coming out of the shower or whatever. Mm. And I put it on when I give her a bath, just because I don't want her to get too cold.
Yeah.
I put it on and it makes a noise. It goes like this. And I put it on, she's like, what the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? What the fuck? All right, she's looking around like, "What the fuck was that?"
That's gonna be her first word. What the fuck?
Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah. Like, you know, like I'll try and hide my phone, you know, so she's not looking at it. She's like, "What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? What are you looking at? What are you looking at?" I'm like, "Oh my god, she just doesn't miss anything."
So no, they don't.
But every day is like, "Oh my god, she can reach this now. Oh, she can pull this now." And today we gave her a tangerine because like she can't eat yet. But they encourage you to give them food like broccoli, so because broccoli would be really fun to chew for a baby that's teething, so like just like playing around with food. So she loves a tangerine. That's the one food that we've given her that she does pull a face when she bites it, but she doesn't spit it out or like object to it. She seems to like a tangerine. So we tried a banana and some mashed sweet potato and things, and she's always like, "Nah, fuck this." But like a tangerine, she's like, "Yeah, I mean,
yeah." But let's be honest, Shitty, you're quite possibly gonna have yourself a little super taster there because you are, aren't you?
Well, That's what I'm getting. Trying to. But Tara's really good with food. She'll eat anything, Tara. So
So you might get a mix. You might get a mix.
But I think kids are, you know, some kids they will be fussy in certain times of life, but you know, for people that don't know, I was a super fussy eater, like to a degree where I think it sort of held me back in life for a long time. And I only sort of knocked it out when it's been from when I was about, I don't know, 23 to about 30 was when I really started to like actually change. And you know, when I first met you, Stu, I probably would have only ate chips and stuff and like you know, like nothing really, but now I'm, you know, I'm sort of, you could pass me as a normal eater, you know. There's a few things that I don't like, but yeah, so I'm really, my mission is to make it so Rosa is introduced to food very, very quickly. She's going to be cooking with us, she's going to be baking with us, because a lot of the phobia of new foods and things comes from not knowing what's in food.
Knowing them, yeah, sure.
And so once you see a food being made,
well,
like
and trying
coleslaw,
it, like when if you never tried a thing, then it becomes more and more foreign and strange.
But like the idea of trying something new for someone who is like scared of trying new food is so daunting. And I remember making coleslaw with you, Stu. Remember when we made coleslaw?
That's
and stuff?
Right, yeah.
And like,
long time,
I never knew what coleslaw was. And then when I made it with you, I was like, oh, that's what coleslaw is. And for me, it's like, I never used to eat curry. And then when I figured out what curry was, which is like chicken with sauce, basically, I was like, oh, okay, I can. And that sounds insane, doesn't it? It's like, yeah. Of course, don't you know? But I didn't know what it was because I never exposed
fear
to
of the
it
unknown,
because.
Yeah.
So it's fear of the unknown. So it's a.
So Rose is gonna know everything.
I'm gonna work very, very hard that it doesn't. You know, it doesn't really affect.
Yeah, she eats loads. I mean, we used to get Millie. I mean, Millie will eat pretty much anything apart from cabbage.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay to not like something.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But yeah.
Like,
other than that, she'll eat pretty much anything.
But yeah, you know, and my little niece Talia, who's five, I went to a she's a karate kickathon charity thing on Saturday, and she eats a lot of stuff as well. She'll eat well, but she's getting to the age where she's like, I just want to eat fucking cake, you know, like whatever.
Yeah,
but
sweet.
That's kids, isn't it? That's fine. But but anyway, Tara's birthday on Tuesday.
Oh, happy birthday, Tara!
We're gonna stop in a hotel in Stratford. It's the first time we've stopped in a hotel with a baby, so yeah. It's just we just
well from what you're saying she sounds like she's a pretty good sleeper and stuff.
She's
so
okay. Yeah, she has a moment, but look, to be fair, she's pretty good, and if she's tired or hungry she's fussy, but apart from that she's very happy. She's happy most of the time.
Yeah, she looks content every time. Yeah, I've seen
she's chilled. Yeah, she's happy. Honestly, if you came around, she wouldn't like be weirded out, even though she should.
Well, I don't know. She might be. I've had effect on
she'd
kids.
She'd be smiling
you.
Like really quickly, and she's really good with people. So yeah, I that's good. So anyway, so happy birthday to Tara.
Happy birthday, Tara. Yeah.
All right.
I have to remember how old she is.
I think we're done. Yeah, I think we're done.
Okay. Thank God. I want to do some shout-outs, but we don't have any time. So thanks for listening.
Oh, stop it.
No, you said we don't.
You do. You do. Stop it. That's such a tip.
I was thinking he hadn't done them. I thought he had done them. Oh, God.
No time. That's what we're going to call slaw.
Yeah, that's,
you see,
that's what I'm going to...
Once upon a time, when Millie was born, we just made sure she... God,
do you know
damn
what I'm
going to
call
fucking
this episode?
Hypocrites.
Shut up, Duke. Yeah, that's what this episode's called.
I sent Amar something. He knows why I love him. Antonio and I play Rocket League. I don't need to give shout-outs. I'm happy not talking. It's fine.
By the way, Duke, just to remind you, next week, our clocks go forward, just to remind you.
Next, we didn't say this earlier. I decided we're playing Lightyear Frontier next week for Play My Game.
Okay,
Bitch.
Is that on Game Xbox? Or...
Yes,
right.
I mean,
Lightyear
it's on Game Pass.
Lightyear Frontier.
Lightyear Frontier.
Hold on, I don't know if I'm here next week.
What?
Uh oh. Because it's Tara's birthday.
No, it's
not.
I think we're going somewhere.
What?
I think I'm.
You
going
mean
to
you don't be... know?
I think I'm going to Manchester.
Uh-oh.
So... Well, I'll tell you what. This isn't good enough, Chinny.
What are you talking about? Shut up.
It's just not good enough.
Shut up.
You need to fucking get your priorities straight.
Mm-hmm. I have. That's why I'm going.
God. Oh, well, we'll get a replacement for you. Someone probably better, just to say. You know what I mean?
It's not hard, is it?
And we'll let Duke talk.
Yeah, well, he'll have time this time, at least.
Yeah, well. Right, okie dokie. Well, confirm you're not here.
I will.
And I fill in for you.
Yep, I will. Yep. Yeah.
Okie-doke.
I think. Yeah, I don't think I'll be here. Yeah, I think that's...
Right. Well, fuck you then. Just fuck you. Just fucking fuck
so
you.
Don't play Uncharted.
I'm going to bloody play it anyway and
no,
talk
don't.
About it. I bloody
don't
am.
Play it. No.
Just to piss
no,
you off.
We have to take... No.
Okay. Are you seeing Simeon then? Are you going to see Sim?
Yes.
Oh, I'll let you off because he's such a cool person.
And he's got two little girls now.
I know. So cute. And I bet they're cute because Sim is like, you know what I'm saying? Bet they're cute kids.
Do you fancy Simeon
a little bit? A little bit. I've got a bit of a man crush, I think.
I'm going to send that to him.
Tell him I've got a bit of a man crush.
But we don't have time, though.
Right, okay, in that case, I better go and I will sort out a replacement for you.
Okay.
All righty, see you next. Have a nice time away.
Bye.
Okay, that's enough. No more talking.